It's Interactive Distractions with Jeff Chorney, Travis Baum, featuring Nico Kusanagi, Lynn Burgess, Jason A. Stryker, musical guest, the Proto Man, and your host, Christopher Riccio. Ladies and gentlemen, Christopher Riccio!
Hello and welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 162. My name is Christopher Riccio. I'm here with Travis Baum.
Boobs.
Jeff Chorney.
What up? But I like it.
Today we are revisiting our predictions for 2010, and God, we got them wrong.
Well, except for Jeff. We got them wrong.
Jeff threw so much shit, I think about 75% of it stuck to the wall.
That's God. Okay, there it is. 28 seconds.
What?
We went 28 seconds before one of us actually said the phrase, throwing shit at the wall, and some of it was bound to stick. Good job, guys.
Well, I mean, that was the running theme for the episode, right?
For the past 18 years.
Yeah.
Podcasting years. Weekly, my latest subscription to Podcasting Weekly said that is the most overused term in podcasting, and it needs to stop.
All right. I'll make sure to subscribe to that magazine.
All right.
Because I give a shit.
It's awesome. Yeah. I suggest you check it out.
Okay.
Anyway, right. Go ahead.
But what would you do, Travis?
I would say we should stop doing that because we're bad at it.
All right.
Nah, let's do it. It's fun.
All right, cool. And before that, we're going to do some distractions and a little bit of news. And then afterwards, we'll do new releases, listener email, and a new question of the week. But before we do that, Travis, what's up?
Ooh, a lot.
A lot of snow.
A lot of snow here in Hofflanda.
For us, anyway.
Yeah, for us.
Not for Hofflanda. I like what you did there.
You like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't make that up, actually. So I wish I did. Whoever made it up's a genius, by the way.
That is pretty clever.
Yeah. Anyway, it's snowing a lot here. We were snowed in for a few days, and we were all going crazy. But I guess we'll talk about snow more because, you know, Chris was kind of locked in his house, too. But other things have happened. We did a little game night last week.
We did.
Had a good time. Chris came over. Jason, Lisa, our friends we talk about a lot, Chris, Serena, they all jumped over. Had a good time. Played some games. Played Dominion, which is a
Dominion's
super,
fun, dude.
Super fun game.
Jeff, I think you would get a kick out of this game because it's like
a board game?
Actually, it's a CCG.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a CCG. A collectible. Well, it's not really a CCG because CCG is collectible. This is just a card game. But it feels like a collectible card game.
It does. You've got
all these different actions and stuff like that you do. But the great thing is you don't have to go out and buy cards. You buy one package and you're done.
And there are expansions that add more cards to the mix if you wanted it to. It's super fun. It was like the best board game of the year in the Board Game Awards or something last year. I don't know how it works. It's weird. But anyway, so we played a whole bunch of good stuff. Apples to apples, all kinds of fun things. Believe it or not, no video games.
Apples to apples.
Well, actually, I'm lying. There was a video game we played.
Let's play Rock Band or something.
Serena's husband, Chris, was over, and we were having some drinks, and Jason was sitting back, and we were talking about indie games on Xbox Live. So we're like, okay, let's play some indie games.
You should save this for distractions.
Oh, no. This is introduction material.
All right, go for it.
So anyway, you know, we're all having a good time. The dogs are out yapping, having a good time. They're playing, and everybody's minding their own business and whatnot. So we're like, okay, let's play some indie games. Let's show Chris Hardiman, what kind of cool indie games there are. And the one that comes to my mind was the one that Jeff introduced us to a year ago, which is Try Not the Fart. So we're like, okay, dude, you got to try this. It's super hilarious. Here it is. So he's sitting there and he's playing the first level where the guy character is meeting the girl character and they're talking in the bar and everything. And he's doing rather well. So he's getting halfway through it. And about a good minute and a half, 2 minutes into it, he finally fucks up and big old fart. And the second that happened,
it's over.
No, everybody's like sniffing, like,
oh really?
And we're like, what the dude? Oh, what no. the hell is that? What the hell is that smell?
Oh, no.
And Chris is like, wow, this game's amazing. You can actually smell the fart. And we're like, what the hell? And it got so pungent. Like, I'm in my living room, and I'm like, what the fuck is this odor coming from my house? And I stand up, and I look, and Bella, our German Shepherd, dropped this, like, massive diarrhea deuce right in front of us, and we didn't even notice because we were playing the game, and the smell hit us the second his fart hit. It was the weirdest thing ever. And, like, Megatron was humiliated. It was great.
Aww.
It was really funny.
Why was she humiliated?
Well, yeah, she was embarrassed.
Not, she's not the one who took the dump on
that. That's what I'm saying. Why was she embarrassed?
No. She was just embarrassed that happened in her house, yeah, but everybody was
whatever.
There.
It's
I understand.
Dogs shit in the house. It happens.
Dude. I understand why. Well, not when there's 20 people over. Still, regardless.
Apparently, it does happen when there's 20
regardless, people. Regardless, it's a funny story. We're like, oh, my God. We talked about it, like, for days, son. It was really good time. So, but look, whenever we
told
get together.
Told that story for days.
For days. Whenever we get together, man, there's always fun stuff. We have a really good group of people that I enjoy hanging out with, and hopefully we're going to be doing this monthly. So we got dog dropping deuces all month long, and I'm excited. Let's do it. Jeff, what's up, buddy?
Not much, man. Actually, I'm kind of depressed.
Why?
Because I'm no longer a Capricorn.
Oh,
what?
Man. This is...
I'm a Sagittarius.
Wait, it's what? Just,
this doesn't stick anymore to me.
Whoa, dude, this changes everything.
I know.
I gotta get
How's that Capricorn
removed?
Symbol on your arm, dude?
Yeah, well, it's on my shoulder, but it's...
Whatever. Oh, my God.
Shoulder's part of your arm.
It's funny. I got the two douchebag tattoos are the armband and the Zodiac sign, and I have both of them. Well, I don't have this armband anymore, but... yeah. But that's crazy news. That's the only thing that's really... This week I've been like, huh.
I changed,
and then
too.
I kind of moved on with my life, so I'm over
it. I changed, too.
Yeah,
I'm no longer an
did.
Aquarius. I am now a Capricorn. Oh, well.
Yeah. But, you know, Tony's looked it up. Apparently, if you're only born 2009 and onwards, the new ones count. So, there you go.
Ha-ha.
Yeah.
Old people for the win. Wait.
You. You said
yeah,
it.
Not too much been happening this week, man. Nothing at all.
Cool.
Been boring-ass shit. Actually, it was my friend of mine's birthday, actually. Travis met this my buddy Espo.
Espo.
So, yeah, it was his... Actually, no, it wasn't even his birthday. Shit, I keep thinking it's his birthday because he got totally wasted and ended up, like, pretty much passing out at the bar. But it was actually his girlfriend Natasha's birthday.
Natasha.
So, yeah. So we went to some Russian bar in Toronto called Pravda, and it was actually a lot of fun. We had like the VIP area and stuff like that, and bottle service, and everyone was just getting. And, well, everyone had a good time. Let's put it that way. It was good. It was good things. Good times. It's one of those places now. If people come to visit Toronto, it's like we have to go to this place. It's pretty awesome.
That's not that vodka bar you guys talk about.
No,
huh?
No, it's a different. It's actually owned by the same people, but it's a different place.
Ah, okay.
This place is like way better. It's more happening.
Word.
That's what I did on the weekend.
Word.
Yeah.
Cool.
What about you, Chris? Well, besides game nights.
Oh, I've been trapped inside for 4 days. It's horrible. No, seriously, it's like people, you know, people up north laugh because we talk about, you know, we got somewhere between 4 to 6 inches of snow.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, big deal. Why can't you? Okay. Here's the deal. Georgia does not own snow plows.
Yeah, we're not.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
The city's not prepared for this.
Screwed.
Yeah.
And nobody in this state has snow tires or chains or any of that shit. So yeah, when it snows, everything shuts
chains.
Down. Yeah.
Fuck. It's the Arctic. Fuck, man.
Yeah, they just have boobies
no
for their moose's antlers. Oh, no.
I have seen people driving around with chains.
Moose shoes, okay?
In the snow. I have seen people with chains in Georgia. It does happen.
For real?
Yeah.
I haven't even seen that shit in, like, Winnipeg, and that place gets snow shit on them, like, in August.
Yeah, I didn't see it this year, but the last time we had this much snow, I saw people in my subdivision. There was like one or two people driving around with chains on their tires. It was funny. But yeah, anyway, it's like the problem is that it never got above freezing here. So it would – like the sun would come out. It would melt the top layer of snow, and then it would just freeze over again. So it was just like a layer of ice on it. And it – you know, it finally got to me, and I was like, okay, you know, I've been working from home all week. And – this morning I went out and I spent 45 minutes trying to get ice off my driveway so I could pull my car down. And only to find out that the street that, that is my driveway is connected to, I couldn't get up the hill. So I just kind of left my car on the curb, and I was like, all right, well, I guess we'll try later. But we did end up getting out of the house, and we went to the grocery store to pick up some food later this afternoon. So did that, that helps
ice?
Out.
Hey,
yeah, I got ice? Some ice. So yes. Hopefully tomorrow I'll be able to actually get into the office. I never thought I'd actually say that, but
yeah. It so happens, man. You get stir crazy inside.
Yeah,
it,
you really do.
Yeah. Megan and I started fever, singing man. Everything. Like everything we said it in song form.
Like that must have been terrifying.
No, it was actually pretty awesome. I enjoyed myself day three.
Oh man, but yeah, that's about it for me. I got a new stereo for my car that I haven't installed yet, but that's about it.
Yeah,
so let's talk about some games.
Real quick, what are we drinking, guys, in this bar?
Water,
Jeff. Yeah.
Stella,
keeping it classy. Stella. I got that red wine.
That you spilled.
That I spilled all over my computer, but did not harm anything, thankfully.
That's good. That you know of,
cool.
Yet.
That I know of, yeah.
Games.
Yeah.
Cool. Games. Travis, start us off. What are you playing?
Ooh, I got that Minecraft beta.
Nice.
Back into that.
Is there a difference between the alpha and the beta?
A little. Actually, I think the game is running a little choppier since the beta hit. I don't know. Like, there's a lot of for
maybe
a game
more people are playing.
Possibly. I mean, I don't know how the servers are set up or whatnot. Well, there are definitely more people playing because he sold like 500,000 copies of the alpha. But once it hit beta, it came out that you know he sold over 1 million copies of a game in beta form. So he's just like raking in those fucking Halo credits,
dude.
It's just nuts.
That's a whole lot of Microsoft points.
That's a lot of fucking space bucks.
That's a lot of fucking money. Fuck all this up.
Yeah, so I'm having a good time with that. It is more what I've been playing, but it's great. Like I'm enjoying the hell out of it. I'm trying to get more creative with things. I'm trying to find ways to like this time around, I dug out and hollowed out this huge mountain, hollowed it out as much as I could, and I built like a mini city inside of the mountain. And now I'm trying to like, and the mountain's like on an island, so I'm trying to like dig from the sides, like trying to dig in a river to go in between, like inside the mountain, to where like I can have a river inside this little town that I made inside the mountain. So like I'm trying more things, trying to be a little more creative and everything. But there's some
things. Mines of Moria.
I guess. What is that? Like,
sorry. That was a Lord of the Rings reference. My bad.
Oh,
I watched it today.
Okay.
It was on TV today while I was working from home, so I was watching it while I was working.
Nice, nice. I love 5-hour movies, by the way. Just
yeah, absolutely. They're the best.
So yeah, I'm having a lot of fun with it. This game is going to be, you know, out of beta, full release, ready to go in 2011. I got to say, I really hope that they kind of, when the game is ready for an actual release, that they have some sort of like, they give you a reason. I would like to have like a reason why I'm doing everything. Just like kind of put what you're doing in perspective instead of just, okay, new game, you spawn inside a randomly generated map and you start digging. You know, I would like to see some, because the game's fun as it is, the way I explained it. It's a blast. But I am looking for that thing that kind of puts it into a little more sense of why you're doing it.
You think you need like a storyline or something?
I mean, not definitely not an ongoing storyline, but give the world some, give it a little, I don't know, a little bit of character, I guess. I don't know.
Aren't you giving the world character though?
You are.
You're building your world and you've got zombies. What else do you need?
Yeah. And creepers and spiders and boobs. Oh my God. Boobs. There it is. Boobs. Nail on the head, Joe. That's why I keep you here.
I know.
That's why.
Hey, wait, that's why you keep me here?
I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing. Oh, it's been a week. So other than Minecraft, I went to GameStop today, and I picked up Metro 2033. Finally. Nice. I've been waiting for it to show up on GameStack, but no one put it up for sale. So I'm like, okay, I really, really, really want this game, and I want to play through it before all the big releases start hitting later on this month. So I jump back into that, and I love this game, man. Like it is really the first person shooter sleeper hit of 2010. Like It was such a blast when I remembered how it was, and it's a blast now. Like, I just love the world that that game is set in. And, you know, in first-person shooters, especially, like, in kind of based in reality type shooters, not like sci-fi Halo type, you're kind of like just the, you know, just human, like American type of guy, like red-blooded,
like,
American.
Playing, is it? It's like straight up.
It's a straight up first-person shooter. But I'm talking like in terms of role-playing, you play a role more than any first-person shooter you'll ever play. Like, they put you literally in the shoes of this guy. But it's cool because, like, you're this Russian guy. You're not really a good fighter. You kind of like you live in this little outpost, this underground outpost, and you kind of dream of the world that once was. Like, you're a guy who just kind of sits back and collects postcards from the old world, and like you finally make it up, and it's like, wow, my world is nothing like this. And you really feel that sense of like, wow, this guy is seeing for the first time that this world is fucked up. And it's really cool how it delivers that. His inner monologue is really good. And it's cool kind of playing a Russian character for once, because you're kind of used to playing like these American characters or people with no accent. And it's kind of neat. It's a change of pace to play a different type of character like that. So more of that. Finishing up Amnesia, I'm almost done with it. I have to be almost done with it. I'm like 6 hours into it. So I can't wait to finish that. Beat Red Dead Redemption Undead Nightmare.
Okay.
Yeah, I beat Red Dead Redemption Undead Nightmare.
And you recommend it?
It was it's a super fun. Like, it's super recommended. If you like Red Dead Redemption, there's no reason whatsoever not to get the DLC. Everything that was great about it, about Red Dead Redemption, is great about this. Great voice acting, great music. I'm gonna go ahead and say the atmosphere of this game is better than the atmosphere of the normal world in Red Dead Redemption. And I say that because I say that by putting it into the perspective of zombie apocalypses. There hasn't been a game based in the middle of the zombie apocalypse that made me feel like I'm in said apocalypse than Red Dead Redemption. The closest thing would be maybe Left 4 Dead. But other than that, there's no other game where I feel like, wow, I'm in the middle of the apocalypse. I'm living the apocalypse. Red Dead Redemption does it perfectly. You know, even when it's daylight outside, you still get this sense that it's the fucking end of the world. And it's a great, great type of, you know, atmosphere that they built. It's awesome. I love it.
I guess because of like the open world probably, or?
You know, not even open world. Just because being open world, I guess it can help a little bit. But even if I subjected myself to this one specific area of the map and didn't move further past whatever perimeter I set, it's still a great, great world. Just like visually, just like I said, the way it sounds and the type of zombies you're going up against, like it works, and it's one of the most believable zombie filled worlds. I enjoy the hell out of it. The ending, pretty fulfilling. I mean, it was good.
How long did it take you for Undead Nightmare?
I was going through, at first, like the first 3 hours, I was in the mindset of, okay, I'm going to 100% it. I'm going to go through it. I'm going to, you know, get every challenge, every mission, every side mission, every main mission. I'm going to do everything I can, 100% this bastard. And that was for the first 3 hours. And I'm like, you know what? Let's not do that, because I will put 25 hours into this game just doing that, just on this quote-unquote DLC or expansion. So I decided just to fire straight through it. So after those 3 hours, I probably could have – firing through it, I probably could have done it in 1 hour. So with that added on to what else I played after I decided to move straight through it, I got to say it was a seven-hour experience. Start to finish, nothing but story. 7 hours is probably a more honest assumption.
That's pretty damn good for DLC. That was like $10.
Yeah, for that price.
Is that how much it was? $10.
I thought it was like 20. Tomorrow. I think good. I'm pretty sure it's 10. Is it 10?
No,
it's 15.
It's 15, I believe.
I think it's okay. 15.
And then
that's still not bad for 15.
And then retail, it was 20, I believe.
No, I mean, I've beaten Slaved in less than that. So.
And I love it. And like I said, it's more of the same good quality that you got from Red Dead Redemption. And
yeah,
it's great. If you like Red Dead Redemption, this is going out to everybody who's played it. If you enjoyed it the least bit, you've got to give it a shot. It's a win-win situation. Unless you overdraw your account, then it's a win-lose situation. But now we're just
speaking from experience there.
Oh, no. I haven't done that in 3 weeks. No, this kid. This kid.
Why hasn't left the house? I mean, come on.
Yeah exactly, right? So that's pretty much it. I'm kind of looking around to see if I played anything else. A little bit more Rock Band 3, rocking those keys. But other than that, that's it for me, guys. I'm just going to shut up.
Cool, Jeff, what you got?
Absolutely dick all. No, like, for real. Like, outside of, like, some Halo and some Street Fighter. And we did in this stream on Tuesday, we played some zombies versus pterodactyls, which was a lot of fun, actually.
Is that what that was?
Yeah, that's one of the games we played on Tuesday. And it was funny because it was Jason, of course, myself, Captain Harlock, and then Glenn jumped on, he bought it, and then Navishin bought it and jumped on, and then Nico bought it, but by the time Nico bought it, we were pretty much wrapping up the stream, but then like another like three people as well watching it bought the game like that night. So I want to call a guy and be like, "Hey, guess what, man? Check out the stream." And by the way, we sold like 7 copies. Just to let you know, and that's only like $7, but still.
Regardless, that's the point of the stream, yeah, exactly. Right? To get people to buy the title.
And even the one the game played before that, well, I didn't play. Jason did. Tempura of the Dead. It's another indie game, and that sold me. I bought that. It's another. Like,
oh, I think that's what I was watching because I was trying to pay attention to that stuff, but I had to be up at like 5:30 in the morning next morning, and I was trying to get some of my work done beforehand, and I just didn't catch it all. I was trying to stay awake, and it failed miserably. It failed. But, you know,
yeah, you're definitely in the chat room, but you weren't saying nothing. And I think they played Prinny 2 before that.
Yeah, Prinny 2. I saw him playing. That was
It was that Tempura of the Dead, and then thing. But Tempura of the Dead definitely looked pretty solid. It's like a side scroller. You're kind of like a samurai with guns.
Yeah, it had like this like 8 to 16-bit like graphic style to it.
Totally
8-bit
style, but it had some parts it looked 16-bit, like some of the color palette did. But the style was totally like 8-bit. Like, when I saw it, I thought it was like a Nintendo emulation or something like that. And it looked pretty cool. I was like, fuck.
Cool.
I'm buying it. Support those indie devs. But yeah, man, other than that and the regular stuff I played, not a whole lot. A little bit more Vanquish, but I'll get into that probably next week when I've beaten the damn thing. So,
God, I want that game. all right, well, I'll go through mine real quick. I haven't really been playing all that much. a lot more Dragon Quest. I am 100% addicted to this game. It's so simple and traditional, and it's fucking fantastic. And
right.
I think I'm about, I don't know, 10, 12 hours in right now. And, you know, I've gotten to the point where I can now change classes and, you know, I can actually start leveling up different jobs for my characters and stuff like that. So, I'm not sure how I'm going to handle that right now, but it's definitely really cool, and I like that it's taking, you know, it's the storyline is not horribly Japanese cliche, so it's keeping me interested in that respect.
See, and that's around the point where the game started to disinterest me.
Oh, really?
And it was because of the storyline. I felt like it was going nowhere. There's a point in the game, and it's rather close to the beginning, where you have that fairy that's trying to guide you where you need to go.
Right.
And it's like, okay, well, we need to take off in this train that only, you know, our people can see. Mm-hmm. So let's go in it. So you go in it. Train doesn't work. Of course it doesn't. Let's do a mission to try to find something, an item or something that we need to make the train work. You go do a mission, get said item, go back to the train. Train doesn't work still. What do we have to do? Let's go do this mission. So you do this mission. You complete the mission. Train still doesn't work after you bring the item back to it. And it's like, okay, seriously, fucking guys. I've never played a game where I've had to do two things that was supposed to work and it didn't work. And it just, there was no progression. Like,
If you've done three quests that get, shit, what do they call it? Benevolence or
souls,
something like that.
Or it was whatever.
If you've done three of those quests, then you should be able to take off in the train. You're like right there. There's not much more. If you, there's like a town that you go off to help to the east
right.
of like the starting main castle.
Right.
Once you do whatever the quest is in there, you're good to go. That's when you start finding out like more details about what's going on.
Well, but the thing is, I'm sorry, but I know I'm not sorry. All right. This is more of a fuck you. If you make an RPG and your story is going to not hold up, and for me, not going to hold up the way it's supposed to, or how I feel it's supposed to, I'm just going to stop playing your game.
Well, how do you feel it's supposed to hold up?
Okay, you tell me to do a mission that's going to make something work so I can carry on to the next portion of the game, and it doesn't work two fucking times, I'm going to get pissed off. These are two, like, in every mission you do is at least two or three. No, it's bullshit. Every mission you do, every mission you do is almost 2 to 3 hours long. Do that twice, six hours worth of mission, and this thing that you're supposed to take off in doesn't work still? Come on, it's aggravating as shit. It's the same reason why
I got... And that's every other Japanese RPG. Come on.
Yeah, and that's why I couldn't keep myself interested in Final Fantasy XIII. The story was going nowhere. Like, it was just ridiculous. The only game this generation for me, RPG-wise, that has completely captivated me from start to finish was Lost Odyssey. The only one that can say...
And that one I couldn't... That one
from beginning to end. That did captivate me until I fucking couldn't level up. I got fucked, but... Really? Lost Odyssey?
That's the only thing that I love from start to finish. Really? Everything else has been just a mess. And I really hope... what is the one coming on Wii that's coming out?
Last Story.
Final Fantasy, Last Story.
I really hope that's Miss Walker's big one. I don't even care if it's on the Wii. I hope it's a good one.
I hope it's good.
And then there's Radiant Historia.
Yeah, you were mentioning that.
Super hyped about that. That sounds fun. And then there's another one at Destructoid. Jim Sterling was pimping this one. It's a... what is it called? It's got the weirdest Japanese name, but it's being brought over by Sega. It's fuck. I'll have to talk it up on another one. But it's got a weird long name, and it's something to do with consoles, like these four goddesses. But the four goddesses, they actually are supposed to be like video game consoles or something.
Oh, geez.
And it's supposed to be like super super weird, but apparently it's quirky enough to where it's enjoyable. I don't know. It's weird. So. I don't know.
All right. Cool. Well, yeah, I'm still enjoying the shit out of it.
Good, good.
So, and you only had one more quest to go before you took off on the train. So
one quest, too many.
Yeah, well, I guess so. Whatever. Also played some Shank. I was downloading some stuff on my 360 and decided to play something while it was going. And,
something, yeah.
So,
Did you play it before?
I played it before, yeah. So I'm enjoying it. It's just
Enticed to play it more though?
Not really. I mean, I want to finish it, but it's like, you know, I got to, yeah, I just got to the chick with the katana. I can't Katrina. Or something like that.
Yeah, I don't even know if I even got that far, dude. That's like what, the second boss maybe?
It's the third big boss.
Is it third? Yeah. Like I don't know about that game. That I liked it, but the second I put it down, I just could not be drawn back to it.
And that's the thing. It's like when I'm playing it, it's like, you know, this is pretty fun. You know, I kind of like this. And then you put it down, and it's just you're just really not interested in going back to it. And that's kind of how I feel. It's sad too, because that's actually the way it works for a lot of downloadable games for me on Xbox Live and PSN. I just, you know, I'll play them once and I'm like, okay, this is really cool. And then I'll just won't go back to it.
Shank, same thing for me. Like that story didn't captivate me enough to.
And it does have some gameplay problems, especially shooting people on platforms.
Well, it's the repetitiveness. That's the real big problem with it. Cause like the first level, like you're kind of, like, you kind of get the beer goggles a little bit. It's like, oh, my God, like, this is going to be, like, a blast to play through. And then you get a couple of more stages into the game. It's like, okay, what I thought was going to be a blast is not holding my attention as much anymore.
Well, I do like how they have, like, each boss has, like, a specific mechanic to actually beating them.
That's super awesome. The bosses are great.
Yeah, the bosses are really cool. The biggest thing is that, you know, could you imagine fighting those bosses without like the little tips they throw up?
No.
You know, because it's like okay, here's the deal. The chick with the katana is the latest boss that I beat, and like she whipped my ass the first time I fought her. It's like I couldn't do a damn thing. There was this part where she has this like super move that you can hold block, and she charges at you and you'll block it. But apparently if you don't do something else at the time, she'll slash you anyway. But, you know, after I died the first time, it says hold block and move left to right on the stick to dodge. And it's like, dodge? I didn't even know there was a dodge, you know? So after that, it was like, I'm dodging all of her attacks and just beating the living shit out of her. And that's kind of the way it seems with all the bosses. It's like the one before that is this big wrestling dude in a, I forgot his name, the butcher, they call them.
Yeah.
And he's in like this. Yeah. And it's like, they tell you to shoot the slabs of meat that are hanging from the ceiling and his hook gets caught on him or something like that. And, and if you do that, you kill him in like 3 shots. But
oh,
if you
really?
Don't,
'cause I don't think I even did that.
Well, this isn't the first boss. This
oh,
is
it's
after
not
the
first one.
No, this is okay. after
not the cage fight. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm not the cage fight. The one where you kill the guy and you're like, oops, wrong guy.
Not him.
No, yeah. Not that one. It's when you actually fight the butcher. Fight him in like a meat packaging plant. And there's 2 like slabs of meat hanging from the ceiling. He like tries to hook you. And if you bring the slabs of meat down, he'll hook onto the slab of meat instead. Yeah. And you can go up and you can grapple him. And you can do that like 3 times and he's dead. Otherwise, you'll never beat the motherfucker.
Right.
He just, I mean, there's almost, it's almost impossible to avoid his attacks. And he does so much damage. It's like, if you don't get, you can only miss like 1 or 2 times with the whole, like getting the slabs to fall down.
Right.
Because after that, you're pretty much dead. So
yeah, it's pretty old school this design for sure.
Yeah. Now this makes me think the hearing this conversation, which I with in the case of Shank, Chris, I agree with you completely, especially with the bosses, like without those hints, it's like, how do I do this?
Right.
But what this makes me think of is growing up playing older games, like we pretty much had to go into every boss being like, okay, I have no idea what the hell is going on. And it's like, are we losing our gaming, like that edge?
I don't think so. I think we're just, well.
Like,
I think,
dude, we could do a feature about that.
Yeah, I think
do a feature about that.
But I mean, I think it's because it's been how many years since we've moved on from that. We're just used to it.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I think it's not necessarily we've lost our edge. Yeah. We're just not accustomed to it anymore because games have
like
evolved to
right.
Yeah, games have evolved to make it easier for the gamer. I think.
Right. You know, let's put this in our pocket.
Let's put this in our pocket. This might be a good question.
Let's put that in our pocket.
Let's put a pin in it.
Yeah, let's put it up on the poster board. Boop,
there
right there.
Yeah. Slap some stank on it.
Put a little stank on it.
Oh shit! I also fell back into the trap.
Warcraft? Oh
no,
wait,
I'm not.
Never mind. I know where you're going with this.
Mass Effect 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they had that DLC sale a while back where everything was 200 points. All
so
that,
have you
like,
finally played Shadow Broker?
I haven't. Yeah.
Oh, you're waiting for that. Yeah, it's gonna be the last one you're gonna do.
That's
right?
Gonna be the last one I do. Exactly.
Okay.
I want that to be my end Mass
Your
Effect
end,
experience
like,
because
okay.
I want to. Because I know that
are you
it's
getting
gonna
two
have,
on PS3?
What's that?
Are you getting it on PS3?
No, I don't think I'm going to.
Okay.
I don't think I'm going to. I thought about double dipping, but I don't.
That's a waste of money, man.
Well, it's not even that. It's not that it's a waste of money. It's more of a waste of time for me because I don't have that much time to put into games as it is.
Right.
And there's so many other games I want to play.
It'd be a waste of money if you just bought all the DLC for cheap and then you're going to buy a $60 game to play a game you've played
right.
2 or 3 times.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah.
right now I'm playing the Kasumi mission.
Yep.
So I'm doing that first and then I'm going to do like, What was the other one? Overlord or something like that?
Yeah, Overlord. Yeah,
Overlord. The Geth. So I'm going to do that one next, and then I'll do Shadow Broker because I want that because I know from everything that I hear that is where I want to end my Mass Effect experience for part 2.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah,
it's ended on a very high note, I think.
Yeah, but I like the idea. Note. I like the idea of the Kasumi, her mission. It's very different from everything else, and we've talked about this before with like just some of the side missions in general, like the loyalty missions and shit, that there's so many that are that there's a few of them that just kind of stand out because they do something completely different. And this is one of those missions. It's like you go to this party in a tux and you know you're mingling with people and trying to get information and stuff
are
like that.
Are you still wearing your helmet?
No, you're not wearing a helmet.
Nice.
The helmet is gone. So, but yeah, I mean, I really liked that about it. And then, you know, halfway through the mission, you get what you need, you get all the information you need, and then it goes into your typical like battle style mission. So, you know, it gives you a little bit of both.
That's cool.
So that's pretty cool. But yeah, Overlord is next. I still haven't beaten all of the stuff that came free. So like, what is it? The Firewalker or whatever, that hovercraft that people didn't like very much.
Which I played that. I don't think the Firewalker is that bad. I enjoyed the actual Firewalker gameplay, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Wait, I need to do that too. Yeah, that was free with
Cerberus Network.
Yeah. Oh,
Cerberus
shit. Network, yeah. I don't think I even downloaded that.
Yeah, it's still out there, dude. You can
is
still
it
get
up
it.
There? Okay. Yeah, I think so. It's like a quick 2-hour burn or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I still have to play
2 hours.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Because I played all the rest of it. I gotta play the Firewalker stuff, and then so I'm doing Kasumi now, and then I'm gonna do Overlord and Firewalker, and then I'll do Shadow Broker last. But hopefully I'll have all that done by next week, and I'll be able to report back.
Cool.
And that's it for me.
All right. Well, we got some news.
We do have some news.
Can I actually, what Chris said, we'll jump into a really, really quick, actually a great segue to a really quick news thing. Mass Effect, with Mass Effect 2. The Cerberus Network for the 360 is going on an indefinite hiatus up until about they're expecting around mid 2011 for it to jump back up, because we are getting one more, and this is coming from BioWare themselves, one more significant piece of the puzzle, of the story puzzle that will bridge the gap between Mass Effect 2 and 3. So even though Shadow Broker, Chris, will be what you want to be the final thing you come across, there is another piece of DLC we will get Mass Effect 3,
which I will buy and I will play.
Of course, we'll buy. Okay, I mean, so that's really, really cool that we're gonna. They're still gonna support this game.
Yeah,
I'm really
rightfully
happy about
so.
That.
I mean, it's. I mean, how many outlets praised this game? I mean, how many places gave it Game of the Year? How many places at least gave it a nod for Game of the Year?
Yeah,
you know. I mean, it's. I can't think of one that didn't at least give it a nod.
Yeah,
you know. So, you know, it's deservingly so.
Yeah, and also on the flip, you know, BioWare was brutally criticized for how they dealt with DLC for Mass Effect 1, and they turned around and they did it well. So,
and
so
Mass Effect 2 in general, just the fact that you know, I don't feel like I'm going to some generic building that I've been to like 4 times,
right?
You know. I, that right there is enough for me to buy any DLC pack that they put out for Mass Effect 2. So, you know, I'm cool with that. They have definitely made leaps and strides from the first game, and I am all about it. So,
word.
PS3 owners, buy this game. Damn it.
Dude, for real.
Mass Effect, damn it. That's it.
I know it's $60, but if you, you know.
It's worth every
it
penny.
It is worth every
especially
penny.
Especially it comes with all the DLC, so there's no excuse. And it comes with a digital comic as well. Mm. Come on, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's good.
That is pretty cool.
It's great. For, and it's the definitive version, apparently. So, I mean,
yeah,
never played it. Get that one. It's the best one.
So, guys, pretty soon we're going to be hearing about if we haven't already, I don't know if we have or not. We're going to be hearing about a date for this new handheld system.
PSP2, what up? How you doing?
Well, I was actually going to. Okay, PSP2. We could do that first. Rumors say that it's going to be as powerful as PS3. We've heard that.
I was not even alluding. I was kind of being a douche and wanted you to be like, actually, we're talking about the 3DS. But apparently,
we could talk about that later.
Years.
I did
okay,
pull something.
Anywho.
But they confirmed dual sticks and said that it's going to be out in the fourth quarter. That's a rumor. Though.
No, this is so, no. I was going to say it's not confirmed. It's a rumor. But yeah, it's. I don't want it to be as powerful as PS3. Fuck that shit.
I don't think it will
be
as powerful.
Extremely expensive.
Yeah.
Well, Here's the thing.
They're going to be porting the same shit I'm playing on my PS3. I don't know if I want that.
Well, I mean, people said that about the PS2 too, and it kind of happened to an extent, but not for everything. But the thing about it is that, like, they say that, but in reality, one of the other things I heard is that it's going to be a cell processor that only has four working SPEs.
Of course. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So, and the PS3 has 7.
Yeah.
Which,
so
which
graphically
means that,
it might. Be close, but
well, that's the thing. We don't even know graphically because
well, we don't know what
we don't know what kind of graphic processor it has.
True, but the whole thing with the cell is it can do the work with the graphic processor, because that was the whole thing with the PS3, that the graphics processor wasn't the greatest, but if you program the cell well enough, it could take a lot of the pressure off, whatever.
Right.
So
the big thing here is that they're saying quarter four launch for me, because I didn't expect it to come out this year.
Well, this is great if we ever do a prediction show for this year, because then we can decide what order.
So save it for next week. All right.
Yeah.
So but another thing on this PSP 2 that I'm looking at the article right here, and Destructoid is saying that it's this rumored PSP model is supposed to have ready for digital media and disc-based media.
Yeah, they're still going to be supporting UMD.
If this thing is going to be as powerful and have some really good-looking games, just as powerful as the close to powerful as the PS3.
Yeah.
What are the size of these memory sticks we're going to be needing to carry these games?
That's the thing. It depends. If they're going to try to literally port PS3 games, stuff like that, it would be gigantuan.
Sony doesn't make 120 gig memory sticks. What's the biggest one?
You know what, guys? I think that one of the things that we haven't really brought up that I think might actually happen is not necessarily a digital download, but you go out and you buy a memory stick that has the game on it already. And maybe you have several memory sticks that, this one is for this game, this one is for this game. So, it's just like having carts.
Okay, because UMD won't have enough space for it, basically.
Well,
right?
And that's the thing. It's we don't really know what kind of strides they've made with UMD. It's they said that it was 1.2 gigs at first, right? That's how big they were.
Mm-hmm.
But we know that there's games out there that are larger than 1.2 gigs on the PSP.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they've obviously, figured out ways to get new, to increase that storage capacity.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I just hope, I would be excited. Like, new tech always excites me. But I just hope they don't fall into the same trap as they did with the PSP. And a lot of people did get turned off the fact that the PSP, when it first launched, they were trying to, cram in PS2 ports. And people didn't necessarily want to play those games on their PSP. And that's why the DS was something totally different. Like, you could play on that console and not get anywhere else. But I'm not, if they can put a new God of War on there with God of War 3 type graphics, yeah, hell yeah. But I don't want every game to be like that.
Yeah, I agree. I'm with you. So, but we'll see. I mean, they did say that they were there was supposed to be some sort of announcement on this month.
Yeah. So, touchscreen. Well, anything about touchscreen or anything? Like
I didn't see anything about touchscreen.
Okay. Nothing about 3D or nothing.
Nope. Just they said that the screen is going to be HD. That's what they said.
So they're going straight up console, straight up gaming device.
Well, yeah. With the information that we have now.
Now, yeah, rumored stuff. Then, yeah.
But I have a feeling that there's going to be more to it that we don't know.
I'm sorry. Maybe I just passed out. Did you guys for a second just say that you don't want awesome PS3 graphics on this handheld?
No, we don't want PS3 ports.
We don't want PS3 ports.
Okay, ports.
I want
okay.
the graphics,
okay, okay.
yes, for sure. That's cool.
Okay.
But I don't want just ports.
I just wanted to be sure, because I'm guys, I'm going to have to leave the show, because that's ridiculous. Okay. Okay,
wow,
no, I love you guys
easy?
Again. It's okay.
Oh, good. I'm glad we got past that, Travis.
I know. I mean, that is what we call in the business a stride.
A stride.
Well, let's take a stride over to the other portable system. 3DS.
Console of the fucking year.
Have you guys heard? Well, that's the thing, man. There's been a lot of news released this week, and every
I am not happy about it.
Yeah, every piece of news that gets released makes me less and less excited about this machine.
That's very, very true. First of all, price of games. What a
$50, dude. It's like everyone bitched at PSP for doing that. And, now PSP is down to 39 max. That's the max.
I know.
And it's like, why, they're going to have these little carts. Why are they going to be $50, So I don't know. I'm not going to down them for that if the content is good.
Yeah.
But, I guess we'll find out. That's probably the one that is the least damaging to the system.
But this is what blows my mind. The two games that they mentioned that were the really full price $50 game, Dead or Alive?
Yeah.
Come on. That is not you would think it would be a game with I can see that as being a 3DS game with Square Tax.
Yeah.
$50 title. Boom. Right in your face.
Because now it's all the Square games are the $40 games. It's even Nintendo games on DS are $35. But no, not Square games. Square games are $40.
Yeah.
And a Chrono Trigger remake that's pretty much ported straight from the Super NES? $40.
And this is what blows my mind.
At this point, basically.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is, because they can. Or they think they can. Anyway.
Yeah.
And what, no, they're pretty sure they can.
And what twists my berries with what, how Nintendo is dealing with this and how they're saying they're getting with these pricing. Like, didn't they say, like, with the 3DS itself, like, they were basing the pricing on what people were saying at the trade show?
Yeah.
So it's like, bullshit. To me, like, so I just had this mental image of, like, Nico walking around E3 in front of the Nintendo booth saying, like, I would spend like $50 on this. Yeah. This is great. Don't say that, Nico. Shush. Yeah, stop. Don't say that.
Well, first, I think Nico would be more like, I ain't paying fucking $300 for this shit. Are you kidding me? Fuck.
Yeah, actually, when we walked away from the booth, I think that I was the most impressed with it.
Yeah. Well, impressed or not, like, this could possibly be the most expensive Nintendo console or gaming device ever released.
It
right
could be.
That Jeff, write it down. Me. That is That's it. Like, it's going to happen.
Even when like GameCube launched, when it wasn't cutting edge, it was like, it was more powerful than a PS2, but less powerful than an Xbox.
Yeah,
it was,
yeah.
And that was still cheap.
It was
that
close to
for,
cutting
like,
edge.
$199, no, $249. It was about the same as like the Wii was or something like that. And
I think it was $199 actually.
Was it $199 at launch?
Yeah,
I remember. It was significantly less than the Xbox and comparable.
Xbox
to the
was $300 when it launched.
Okay, so yeah, and then the DS was also $199, or maybe that was like $229 or something like that. And
yeah,
Wii $249, and Super Nintendo was $199.
I don't think they're gonna let this be $300. If this is $300,
in North
it's
America,
bomb.
They can't. I don't.
It's gonna bomb.
I don't know. I'm not going to buy it at that price at
right.
launch.
No, I won't.
Hell no.
$250. I will think about it.
Well, and also
they have to have a killer app.
I'll pay $250 quick.
$250
is my stopping point. $250 is my. I'll still camp out for this bitch.
So $250 would still be like, okay, that's Nintendo standards. $199 would be a guarantee for me.
Boom.
I would buy it for $199.
$250, I'd do it with a killer app that's like, you need this game. Like, it's like a Mario Kart or like New Super Mario Brothers or something like that. Like, that totally different experience that you get fucking on this system that uses 3D properly.
What about a port of a Zelda for the 64?
Well, the thing is,
fuck that.
To me, that's not a killer app, but I've never really played Ocarina of Time, so it would be something new, but it wouldn't be a killer app. That wouldn't drive me for it.
Yeah.
But especially also, like, related is news coming out that if you use if you turn the 3D up to full, that cuts the frame rate in half for some games. That's the same as it is in this gen. Like when you play 3D games on PS3 and 360, the same kind of thing. Like I know Call of Duty on both, like literally halves it from 60
to
30.
Yeah, it affected it. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure it does the same with like GT5 as well. And racing games, there's a big difference between 60 frames and 30 frames.
Yeah,
for sure.
That's true.
It's like, I don't know. I think they're kind of getting ahead of themselves now with the companies with 3D. Much as I like 3D, I think they're wait another generation or have the proper tech to be able to push it to the max, you know? To the extreme! Give me that, like, 60 frames a second stuff.
Right.
You want to hear some more bad news?
Oh, just down in the energy, Chris. Like, you're sucking it out. You're drinking the good energy like a fucking sweet elixir.
The people deserve to know. Not that they don't already know. But
all right. Give it to me. Give it to me.
3DS has 3 to 5 hours of battery life.
What? So it's like the PSP when it first launched.
Yeah, pretty much. This doesn't bother me either. I mean, I think people are blowing this a little bit out of proportion. But I think it is kind of ridiculous that they're saying it takes 3.5 hours to charge the battery. They're saying that it will last 3 to 5 hours, and it takes 3.5 hours to charge. So technically, that means that
I bet you that's average, and I bet you that's with 3D off. Like the average is like I bet you if you have 3D on most of the time, I bet you it's even less than that.
Well, they're saying that with 3D on, it's 3 hours.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It sounds like Nintendo is saying, okay, we're just going to go ahead and release what we got right now because what we got is a solid product. It's a semi-solid product because. In a year and a half tops, we're going to have the 3DS Lite that's going to have a better battery, a longer battery, when we actually have time to really, really work on the tech.
Yeah. It's true. That's totally Nintendo's way of doing things, and it's kind of a pisser because 3 hours is not enough, especially if you use it. If you're like a traveler who like flies a lot or even like goes on buses, 3 hours is like pretty much nothing. That's literally like nothing. If I were to fly, if we go to E3 and I have a 3DS in my hand, that ain't even going to last the flight.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm going to have like another hour and a bit to waste, like, I don't know, stick, like, give Travis wet willies for an hour and 15 minutes.
Whatever cures the boredom, man, I'm here for you. Yeah. Whatever.
But that's, yeah, I don't know. I still like 3D, though.
It's also
I'm still intrigued. I'm still intrigued. Oh, I don't care about that.
Yeah, I don't care about the
import.
So. Well, I know do. A lot of people not do. Necessarily. Okay. I don't necessarily care that it's region locked because I want to buy Japanese games. It's more it's more of a fact that the DS was not region locked, and now they're going back to region locking it. It's like, why are you backtracking? You had it right. Why bother like putting in the technology to region lock it? Just leave it open. Who cares?
And it totally sucks for people in Europe too, which I think get the shitty end of the stick in a lot of these cases because they get stuff last, and if stuff is region locked, then they're definitely screwed.
Yeah, yeah. And the biggest turnoff? The rumor is that they're still going to use friend codes.
What?
That's what
Why?
I heard. That's the rumor. I don't know. I don't get it.
Honestly, I really don't care about this because I'm never going to play multiplayer on my DS.
I played Mario Kart DS online. That's fun. That's cool. Friends code. You know what? It should be an option. It should be just like Xbox Live or PSN. If you're a parent who is worried about that stuff, you put in friend code only or something. So basically, it gives your kid friend code connected to the system. They can only exchange that with people they know. Or if you're an adult, it should be like open concept where you just go online, do whatever the hell you want to.
No, well, it should be. I agree with you. Don't get me wrong. It should be. But Nintendo, I think their mindset is, well, you know what? We don't really care about – we don't need to care about online function, you know, functionality. We don't have to worry about this. We can sell our shit by the dozens no matter what. We don't need this. Okay, so they're going to say well, you have the ability to go online. You have to use friend codes, but you have the ability just so they can say there is online on the box.
True.
But it's not their focus. As a hardcore console, you've got to have it.
Well, that's the thing is, a hardcore console that Nintendo pretty much aren't anymore because look at the sales of hardcore games that would be considered for, you know, more than casual users.
Suck.
They do not sell. They either aren't good or they do not sell worth a fucking lick because they don't have what they offer. And at this point, it's basically Nintendo being like, all you people who grew up with us, hopefully you stick there, buddy. But we've kind of moved on to like tell your mom what's up because you know we haven't seen each other in a while, and your grandma. But you know, just stick with me here. And that's kind of what bothers me. And I don't know. The online thing is the biggest thing. Like Tatsunoko versus Capcom, that was my biggest complaint. That game was so good. The online friends codes, the way it was set up was terrible. If they just removed that, or at least gave it an option. For it to be open if you're like 18 or over or whatever, to not have that, I would play my Wii so much more. It wouldn't be an issue, I don't think, for a lot of people. A hell of a lot more people will be playing GoldenEye, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's true. All right, you guys have any other news items?
Yeah, there actually is something rather interesting coming out of a GameStop.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the thing about how they wanted to
have a
GameStop ID and link it to your consoles?
What?
Yeah they did.
Yeah, it's kind of how they're going to start battling
Netflix and
how they're going to be battling like
the
digital downloads and whatnot.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
yeah.
Since they're in the business of used games and everything, how they're really going to battle it. Yeah, and what GameStop seems to be doing, They want to make it easier to buy downloadable content in store by linking this GameStop ID, which they already have said that they're coming out. They're already working on getting this rolling, and have it connect to your Xbox Live, your PlayStation Network account. Destructoid reported on it, and he said that the digital business GM for GameStop. And I quote him saying that the view is when you look at the different ways people buy content digitally, that experience and that discovery experience is key to realizing that opportunity. And if we do a good job, that's going to continue to bring value to our publishers and platform partners. Okay, two things. I do agree, yes, it will help bring – it's a way for GameStop to help bring money to the publishers and the developers. I agree, and that's what's great about this. But the way they say – the first part of that notion where he's just like, guys, buying DLC is cool, and that's what people want. This is just a cool way to do it, too. Buy it in our store. Like, it's just like, get to the point. Like, GameStop, people hate on you because you take away from the developers. Just focus on the fact that you're actually doing something good for the industry now. Like, this is something that I will support day one. They launch this, I'm all for this. I think this is a great, great...
I don't understand the point.
You don't understand a point?
No, it's like,
GameStop has to do something.
But if I can get it off of PSN or Xbox Live, why the hell am I going to go into the store and buy it?
People who don't have credit cards or debit cards or...
There you go.
Yeah. It's like what we... I always wasn't... Like, do... Because GameStop... I'm pretty sure GameStop and Best Buy and those places don't make any money off PSN or MS points cards. Like, how can they? Because...
Yeah, they can't.
They're the same price that you'd buy them online for. And Best Buy even has... I'm sure you guys have seen that. They have the cards where you actually buy the download code for the same price that it is online.
Right.
Right.
So this way, they're at least getting something.
Well, picture this, Chris. Picture you go to GameStop, buy a game.
But not that I would say they're at least getting something. Like, they're sad puppies in the corner. Like, oh, we don't make any money, so fuck them.
Right. Say you buy a game. Say you go to GameStop, buy a game. A game has been out for 6 months. It's on your backlog, but you want to get it. You know it's a good game. You want to pick it up. And it's just, honestly, it's actually GameStop's way to probably say, hey, you can go ahead and purchase the DLC here in store if you want to go ahead and get it, and it'll jump directly to your download queue. That's pretty much what it's going to end up being, the way I see it, is, hey, you want to go and get the DLC now? You're here. Might as well. I can kind of see that happening.
I guess the one thing that I can see that makes that... like, attractive is the fact that I don't have to deal with fucking space bucks.
You can pay real money for Microsoft points.
So you just pay with dollars.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I can see that. I can see that in the perspective, in that perspective, with Xbox Live. But like, PSN is so simple. You know, everything's dollars. So you just go online, you buy it, and you download it.
But again, you have a credit card hooked up or something like that.
Right.
Yeah. I think it's more towards that. And if they're not just buying points cards, they can get something from it. But I think it's kind of, yeah, like Chris, like you said, for people like us, and it doesn't really, I don't see
it. Just, it seems kind of pointless for me.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah, I can understand, the one thing I can understand is if people don't have a credit card available. That's the way I can see it.
Well, what if they offered discount pricing for the DLC?
They offer discount pricing, then I would buy it from them.
That would maybe – see, to me, that would have to be the way they would go with it.
First of all,
what they're doing what they're doing right here is pretty much just adding a middleman to something that's purely simple, like you said.
It doesn't need a middleman.
Exactly.
Right.
So
I mean, I can see them but the way they would do that is like, buy the game, get the DLC half price or something like that. And, you know, it's like, well, first I have to buy the game from you.
Would you pay a fee for this? Like, I guess I missed that.
No, this would be free. This would have to be free. There's no way they would charge.
So then, how would they still make money from this then?
I don't know. Maybe from the game purchase, like coax you into buying used games.
Yeah, I was gonna say the used games would make sense.
DLC. I don't know. Maybe.
But how would they discount the DLC though? Because then they're taking.
They would discount the game.
They would discount. No, they'd keep the game the same, discount the DLC, but the margin's just slightly smaller for them.
Well, take the hit on the DLC because the margin's greater for the game.
Exactly. So they sell a used game for $55 opposed to $60. They sell the DLC for like $5 cheaper, or like, you know, $7 cheaper. They take a slight hit as opposed to knocking down the used price of the game down $5 or $10. And actually, that makes sense. That's actually pretty smart.
Yeah,
on their part, and
it's same thing either way. You're still making the same amount of money whichever one you knock down.
That is true, but they're not losing any money that way. It's not people just going directly to Xbox Live and PSN. But this comes to the whole question: is would they even make money off PSN point cards or MS point cards in the first place? Because I don't understand how they would, because they carry them. But at the same price as you'd buy whatever.
I would think there has to be some sort of margin there.
Yeah, if someone could write in, anyone who works like a GameStop or EB Games or something, or a Best Buy, is there any type of markup or anything or on those cards? Because that would make a lot more sense if we actually knew the answer to that. Because if there is, then yes, it would make a lot of sense.
You have to pay tax.
I bought a $20 card the other day for PSN, no tax, $20 straight even.
You get taxed here.
That's weird because like Canada's like tax central. They tax you for drinking water out of your tap. So, really, but tax doesn't go to the store though. That's still tax that goes to
the state. Yeah,
they're still not making money off it.
Yeah.
So
I don't know. That's weird.
That is weird. And but related though is the NPD numbers were released. Well, NPD released a statement that game sales overall, new sales were down this year, but used sales and stuff like downloadable stuff is all up.
Well, of course, in this economy where people need to save as much money as possible, that $50 price tag on a new game. So,
yeah, GameStop's fucking laughing.
Collecting checks.
All the way to their bank.
No doubt.
You guys want to open a GameStop?
Why not?
I'm kidding. Fuck those guys.
What else we got?
That's it for me.
I think that's it, man.
Anything else, Chris? There's got to be something else. There's a lot of news this week.
Got to be something else.
Well, I'm a little pissed at Capcom right now.
Why is that?
Because they decided to pretty much rip off Splosion Man from Chris the Pixel.
Timing. It's all a timing issue.
Max Splosion coming out for iOS devices.
And he has a tail, too, so it's different.
Oh, totally different. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I read about this. And that looking at videos, blatant ripoff of Splosion Man, like 100%.
Yeah.
They get styled the three jump only by exploding thing. But the kicker is apparently Twisted Pixel went to Capcom with the idea.
I heard about that.
And they
that
turned
too,
them
yeah.
down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah.
That is pretty ridiculous.
And and the thing is, 10 years from now, if there is no Splosion Man sequel and Capcom did this, we would fucking love it.
Miss Splosion Man's coming out soon now. So.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying.
Which is genius,
by the way.
When you rip shit off.
Because, I mean, dude, we talked about Darksiders in a game of the year. That game is fucking awesome.
Yeah, and absolutely.
It didn't directly rip off Zelda in terms of like style, but in terms of mechanics and how the game is structured, hell fucking yeah. But no one cares because it's been so long since there's been like a, you know, Zelda's come out every like decade.
Yeah, it's been a long time since someone did something that like Zelda. Yeah. I can't even remember the last time someone did a game like Zelda.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to talk blatant ripoffs? Newtopia for the TG-16 was a blatant ripoff of Zelda, of like the original Legend of Zelda. Still fun.
Totally. Well, okay, 3D.Game Heroes. That is a blatant ripoff of Zelda, but nothing. There's been no Zelda like that in forever, so no. It's cool. It's funny. It's an homage. That's the thing. It's like Capcom just did this way too fast.
I see your point. I see your point.
Well,
timing
also, to
has
keep
a lot
it on,
to do with it.
To keep it on topic and looking at games on iOS that are copycats, like Rolando came in and copied a game. Rolando copied what game?
Oh,
on the PSN.
Not Patapon. The one that was the people who made Patapon. What did they make before Patapon?
Loco-Roco?
Loco-Roco.
Yeah,
Rolando was pretty much a ripoff of that.
Yeah,
and no one said,
no one said.
Mum was the word, pretty much. Like everybody knew what it was. It was just a iOS version of it, and people bought it and loved it.
I think the big kicker here for this one is the fact that they actually went
to Capcom
with this idea.
And the style of Rolando versus what did we just get? What was the game?
Loco-Roco.
Sorry, the styles are totally different in terms of like. What the game looks like.
Yeah, these actually
at least,
look
at least
very
they,
similar.
These actually look very similar, and they went to them with the idea.
Right.
But, I mean...
I don't know. I'd like to try and figure out some way to who gives a shit this, but...
I want to, because I don't really care either way, because whatever Capcom, like, they're one of my favorite developers, but I'm not going to be like, they get a pass for this. No, they're being douches.
Yeah.
But I don't care. You know what? I can easily who gives a shit this, because I really don't care. I mean, Twisted Pixel made their money. They're making a sequel. Fine. They're probably going to do it better. I don't know.
So, Capcom.
Who
gives a shit?
I give no shit.
I give no shits.
The physical appearance of the shit does not matter.
It's all about the timing of the shit. Did you leave enough time between shit?
That's right. Going too far.
I know. That's why I was stopping. Let's take a break.
Let's do that.
Break sounds great.
That'd be fucking awesome.
This is actually Jeff's birthday episode. This is Jeff's birthday episode.
How did I totally forget that during the introductions?
I know.
Yeah.
Right?
What'd you do for your birthday, bro?
Absolutely nothing, really.
Oh, Jeff got something.
I'm saving it for the weekend.
I got Jeff something.
Really? Oh, God.
You know what I got you?
No, I don't.
I sent it to you.
I know. I was trying to pretend like I
didn't know you're pretending, but we'll spread it on to the listeners.
All right.
Maybe at the end of the podcast.
Actually, Tawny did do something nice. I came home and the lights were on. She had candles and like a couple cupcakes with candles.
On her boobs.
And her boobs. No, unfortunately.
Aw.
Yeah.
Can I just read this real quick?
This weekend's going to be crazy.
This is at the bottom of that of the article about Maxplosion. I heard they'll soon be announcing Super Bacon Child and Castle Smashers.
Castle Smashers.
Oh, shit. That's Sometimes funny. I really love Destructoid. Other times, I really hate them. All right, let's take a break.
All right,
we're
going to
come back.
Seriously.
We're going to do. We're going to revisit our predictions from the beginning of the year.
Oh, that's got douche chills.
New releases, listener email, and a new question of the week. So stay with us, and we'll be right back. It's time to wake up.
Hey Jeff, it's Travis. I just want to say happy birthday, motherfucker. You're sexy, and you have a you're old too, because you're 32, and that's officially old. Happy birthday. No, that sucked. I'll do it again. Hey, guess what? I heard today is your birthday. Actually, no one told me. I just saw it on Facebook, so I don't think anyone really cares. So, happy birthday. That was kind of mean. Hey, happy birthday, motherfucker. All right, here we go. Happy birthday? Is it your birthday? Hey, this is Travis and Megan, and we wanted to say happy birthday to our favorite Canadian, William Shatner? Is he Canadian?
Ryan Reynolds is.
Happy birthday, Ryan Reynolds, you sexy bitch. Hey, it's a birthday greeting from me to you. But you didn't tell me happy birthday, so... Oh, God, I hate you. Hey, man, I just wanted to tell you, have a happy birthday. I hope you get a lot of presents and maybe a happy birthday, BJ. What up? That'd be nice. Hey, man, for your birthday, how about you blow me? Okay, I'm serious. Hey, man, it's Travis. I just wanted to say, happy birthday. And I hope this day is filled with cheer, a little bit of beer, catch you a little buzzerooski, and open you some presents. Maybe we'll get a video game. Lord knows you don't get enough of those. So, well, if you look at it, every day's a birthday because we buy games every day, right? God, I wish I could pay my mortgage. Shit. Hey, it's your birthday, and I wish I could have bought you something, but you live too far away, so I guess I'll just have to buy myself something and say it's for you and then never mail it and just play it myself. Hey, Jeff, I heard it's your birthday. You know, everybody has birthdays, so you're not fucking special. Let's fucking do this birthday, boy. Yeah.
And welcome back.
You welcome back.
Thank you, Jeff. All right, let's do some refits.
Chris?
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah,
I can talk.
Easy for you to say.
Let's do a revisit of some of our predictions for 2010.
Well, yeah, let's hit up some listener stuff first. See if
let's do
it.
Listener stuff first. Travis, take it away.
If they think we're not keeping track, we're keeping track.
Oh, Jeff is. Jeff is a big enough douche.
He is enough of a research whore that he listened to the show and he wrote down all the listener predictions too.
I did because I remember last year people who didn't make predictions on the actual show, they came back and said, like, this is what I predicted, and pretty much all of them said I got it all right. So we got to keep that crystal ball crystal clear. We don't need any fog up in that shit. So let's listen to this.
We're looking for pure glass, baby. Glass.
Let's see what happens. Exactly.
All right, well, also looking for pure glass is Jack Bauer. He's in the house.
Jack Bauer, I got him on my list.
Saying, after looking back at last year's predictions, I realized one thing. I'm bad at predicting. Let's recap, shall we?
So are we, Jack. Don't worry.
My first prediction was that a PSP 4000 and 5000 would be released. They weren't.
Nope.
No.
Secondly, I guess that EA would go back to their old ways. They haven't.
Oh, really?
What does that mean?
Well, that's the thing.
Did he explain what that means?
They pretty much go the way of Activision. They have not gone totally that way. I agree. They haven't.
They're not releasing yearly shit.
Exactly.
Okay.
Well, aside from the sports games. But that's true. Sports
aside
games.
Aside from the sports games.
Those are allowed. Those are allowed.
All right.
Thirdly.
They get a pass for some reason.
Yeah. Thirdly, I thought Duke Nukem Forever would come out. It didn't.
No, it
but
didn't.
To his credit, it was actually shown.
It didn't come out.
It was shown, okay, and it was.
I'm just trying to get. I love Jack Bauer's a good guy. I'm just trying to.
He's a good guy, but he was wrong. Love the kid. Love the kid. Don't get me wrong, but he was wrong.
Sorry,
let
Jack.
Let us pat our favorite listener on the back. All right.
Okay.
Well, not our favorite.
All right. Good job, John.
His next one, I agree with 100%.
Now, fourthly, he predicted that Heavy Rain would be heavily criticized over its lack of proper gameplay.
I agree with that.
It wasn't.
No, I think it was. I think critically it did okay, but people, the gamers, a lot of people.
Yeah, I think hardcore gamers didn't
play
it.
Because they were
I agree.
Like,
Jack, we're going to give that to you, buddy.
I'm giving that to Jack, man.
There you go. You don't give yourself enough credit. That's right. Fifthly, my crystal balls showed me that four Guitar Hero games would be released. Wrong again. Sixthly, I jokingly predicted.
How many were released?
Well, there was Guitar Hero, the
Warriors of Rock.
Warriors of Rock, and that was it, I think.
That was it.
No, come on.
Yeah, there was no DS game, there was no PSP game, there was no side game.
Are you serious?
Yeah, dude.
Warriors of Rock, bro.
Sadly, that was it. Yeah. And the thing is, I think all of us at the time...
There were more Rock Band games that came up in Guitar Hero.
I think we all agreed with him at the time. I think we're all like, that's possible, because we thought there'd be one for every handheld, consoles, and plus we actually thought there would be one for iPhone as well.
Possibly. Like we did actually mention iPhone. I remember that. I listened to it this morning, so yeah, we did say that. Mm. Huh. Well, sixthly... He says, I jokingly predicted that Kratos would appear in Kingdom Hearts 3. Well, he hasn't.
But he is going to appear in Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, which is the same thing, right?
Of course.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
I mean, Disney, Mortal Kombat, same shit.
Yeah,
pretty much, right?
Donald Duck's fine.
The next crossover game is going to be Disney Mortal Kombat anyway, right?
That's right.
Prediction.
Definitely.
This year, announced.
Disney versus Mortal Kombat.
Totally kidding.
Finally, to guarantee myself one correct prediction, or in our eyes, two correct predictions, I predicted that a Call of Duty game would release in November, and shock and horror, I was right. Smiling face.
Oh, God.
Wow.
I can't believe it.
Yeah.
That's not a bad percentage. 2 for 8? 2 for 7?
It's better than mine. I'm just keeping it real, baby. Cool. Also keeping it real is our buddy Hedges 1001.
Hedges,
he says,
for me,
if I remember right, my predictions were Blaze Blue, Calamity Trigger would finally see a European release, and there would be a JRPG explosion on the PS3.
Explosion!
Well, it turns out I was sort of right on the JRPGs with that Final Fantasy XIII, Residence of Fate, Trinity Universe, and... Atelier Rarona. I know.
I wouldn't call that an explosion.
Yeah, and I also have never heard of those games.
I'd call that more of like a, I don't know, a fart in silence.
It's a JRPG orgasm. No? I'm totally cutting it out in post. Anyway. fuck it, I'll leave it in. I know it's not exactly an explosion of games, but for the Europeans, that's a lot of obscure JRPGs that have made me super ultra fanboys of NIS America, dude. And with Blaze Blue, my predictions were exceeded. No, not with only Calamity Trigger coming out in March with a decent special edition, but also in November we got Blaze Blue Portable, which I am playing to destruction. And Continuum Shift. Yeah, I did. And Continuum Shift came out in mid-December. Speaking of which, if anyone is up for a match on CS, I'm a game, just PM me on PSN.
Hedges, I had no idea you were into Blaze Blue. Because I have the game, Calamity Trigger, Continuum Shift. But I haven't played in a while, and people are playing it. Anatech plays it a lot, and Mr. Knapp, and Prime Buster. So didn't realize you should hit those guys up, because they play it all the freaking time. And maybe one day I'll stop being a pussy. play it again. It's, yeah.
All right. Oh, well, Chris, you have a voicemail, buddy?
Actually, Travis, I don't this week. So I thought I did, but I listened to it beforehand, and it's actually for later. So continue on with the emails.
All right, we'll do it later. But for right now, we have one of our Brit buddies, JG92, in this bitch.
I'm gonna pull up this shit. JG had a lot of predictions.
Yeah, he did. He did, and we're gonna see how he did, guys. Because you know what? I feel pretty good about him. I like this kid.
I think he had some good stuff. I know. He definitely nailed at least two of them.
We'll see. Hey, Team Indus, my predictions for 2010 this time last year were basically like throwing a brick off a glass window and waiting for it to bounce back to me. Well, let's analyze my unbouncy brick, then, shall we? I gotta say, props for not saying shit against the wall.
All right.
I like that.
Well, I'm sorry for that.
I like that a lot. All right, well, Yakuza 4 to be announced in 2010, I got correct. I thought it, though at E3 thought... But it wasn't. However, I did guess at the Q1 2011 release date, and it is that time, the middle or March. Smiley face. So maybe I got carried away and said that because there were 4 demos on the Wii Shop channel that they'd offer them permanently, and I was wrong. Fuck you, Nintendo. It's a damn good idea. Activision probably heard me and someone else. I think it was Jack Bauer. Called their shit out and say that they've released 5 Guitar Hero games in 2010, but they only released Warriors of Rock and DJ Hero 2. Grr. I hate it when Activision wins.
Yes,
I guessed it. The circumstances probably weren't correct, the PSP 4000 on the Little Big Planet poster, but I fucking called the motherfucking PSP phone, and it runs Android. Hell fucking yeah. Smiley face. I said something about PSP trophies being announced too, .. Moving on, ..
Next!
Oh, hell yeah! I call this announcement and released and the release of Demon Souls. Fuck you, From Software. Demon Souls.
Not only did you fucking nail that, we totally forgot about that when we did the Game of the Year, when you were in our Game of the Year predictions, and that totally came out.
We
last
totally
year for
stuck
you guys.
Our foot in the mouth.
Yeah.
Like we always do.
Yeah.
Kudos.
So he called the announcement that it would Demon Souls would release in Europe, and it did actually happen. I'm happy and sad for this. Happy it came out, and I called it, and sad that I've broken 2 controllers through rage mode, which is actually a difficulty. For some crappy and unknown reason is... for some crappy and unknown reason is, said there'd be a PSN premium called... PSN premium, but said they'd give you Blockbuster game rentals for it.
Yeah.
Was I drunk when I wrote that shit?
I think you might have been. Or you just had
Blockbuster
sex and you're
now
in a really good mood.
Bankrupt, and most of them are gone.
I can see where it's going for this, though. He thought that, you know, Blockbuster's kind of like desperate, and they need to latch on to some kind of digital distribution. And be like,
so
hey,
they were going
to
blow Sony for the whole year.
Hey, man.
Suck on that Sony teat. So, and finally, the entire game lineup for the then named Natal and the Wizard Sticks were not announced. Some games were, but not all the launch titles.
Go ahead.
He says, thanks for reading, guys. Love y'all. JG92.
I'd give him the launch title one because a lot of them were kind of pushed up and some of them were taken and pushed back. So, at E3, a lot of them were announced. Except for the ones that really, really no one gave a shit about.
And to be fair, between both of the motion controllers, when they came out, I mean, there were maybe, 7 or 8 launch titles for both of them combined? Like, there weren't that many.
No, it's all, like, I think Kinect had 10, and Move had about 8 or something.
Well, really?
Yeah, there's quite a few.
I don't recall there being that many at launch. I don't recall them being that many.
Well, we might not recall because they mostly suck.
Because none of us cared about them. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, seeing how much we paid attention to. Like,
I think
stared down that lineup, yeah.
I'm pretty sure the majority of the ones that were released at launch were shown at E3 for both, or at least a few weeks away from each other. So I'd give them that one.
All right, like, judges say JG, you got it again. JG might have the best, may even have a better prediction turnout than you, Jeff. Like he had the winning hand.
Possibly, right now he does. He's showing me the weird eyes with an ace on the table. That's what he's doing.
Yeah, and he in the Wizard Sticks thing. So should have been the name.
That was gold.
Way better than move. Way better.
Oh hell yeah.
Especially with a sorcerer game coming out later this year.
Exactly, right?
Which that would have been games perfect. They showed E3, so maybe we should take this.
So
back.
Pick up your wizard stick
and drink your potion. Now, I gotta say, guys, I think we're stalling, or at least Chris and I are, because we just don't want to. we're men. Wanna... We're grown men. Men don't like to admit they're wrong. But this is one of the only times in the year where I have to say, well, yeah, we were just wrong.
Well, hold on. Are we done with the listener emails at this point?
For the most part, yeah.
Yes.
So I have like four people on this list that didn't reply after this.
Oh my God. Are you going to call people out?
I'm going to have to call them out. I'm going to be like, hey, well, Lee Kelly, dude, you're a regular and you put in some predictions last year. Maybe you forgot. Maybe you stopped listening for all I know. And you had some.
Maybe you don't love us anymore.
Yeah, some pretty going decent ones this. On there that could definitely work out. Death Row. Dude, what up? I don't know if you all you had some predictions. Lag, Life is a Gamer. Come on. Buffalo Becker. I know you listen. Wait, did you forget about your predictions? Just saying. And I'm not saying you were anywhere even close to being close. And, you know, maybe that's why you didn't, you know, send in a follow-up. That's cool. And Jackal, 666. I think this is one of his first shows he wrote into.
Yeah, because I called him Jackie the first time.
Yeah, exactly. And Jackal, you started the Mass Effect 2 bet. That's basically, your email is what spawned this whole thing.
That's right. Don't quit on us, dude.
Those three, I got to call you out and be like, dude, you know, follow it up. I'm glad some people had like a good sense of humor, like JG and Jack being like, yeah, foot and mouth, you know, ridiculous. What was I thinking? But hey, if you can write in next week, be like, hey, what up?
We want to know you're still here. We want to know you guys love us. Or you're still alive. You could be dead.
He can fucking hate us. I don't think we hate us.
So pretty much we know that if they don't write in next week, they're pretty much dead. Like
probably
they lost their life in some way. They're gone. Yeah. That's pretty depressing.
You didn't contact me, so you're dead.
You're dead.
Or they're listening to the goo. One or the other. It's gonna be one of those two things.
Wow, was that a goo joke?
I was trying to lob you that.
I'm so proud of you, Jeff. It was really good. Wow.
No, I love.
We're making strides. At your birthday, you just like kind of you've grown.
I'm celebrating it tonight. That's what I'm doing.
There you go. All right. Is it time to embarrass
Speaking
ourselves?
Speaking of celebrating, are we back at our predictions right now?
I think we are. Jeff, you had the most. Why don't you go first?
No, I ain't going first. You guys go first.
I'll go first. I'll get it out the way. Let me get it out the way. Okay, so my first prediction, looking at my list here, was that I predicted the highest sellers for exclusive games, the highest sellers for the Wii, the PS3, and the 360. For the Wii, I said Mario Galaxy 2. I was wrong. It was new Super Mario Brothers. That was the highest selling game.
Oh wow!
Is Super Mario Brothers last year?
Yep, 2010.
Holy shit! Really?
Yep.
Oh wow!
And PS3.
How did we miss that?
Yeah, I
have
know.
No idea.
For the PS3 and the 360, I got those right because it was God of War 3, the PS3 exclusive that sold the most, and Reach was the 360 exclusive that sold the most.
So you got that right.
I got that right.
I want to rewind for a second.
What's up?
New Super Mario Brothers was last year.
Yeah.
Can we do our Game of the Year? So yeah, I dude. Oh my God.
Galaxy still would have won my Game of the Year.
I think it would have. Yeah, it would have been Tatsunoko or Galaxy.
Jeff,
sure,
I will accept it only if it knocks off Darksiders.
No, not gonna happen.
Okay, well then, moving on.
But it was better than Assassin's Creed Brotherhood.
Oh, fuck yourself. In your face. Right in your face.
Oh my God, that was horrible.
I'm kidding, I never played it. Keep going.
Obviously.
Because
it would be on your Game of the Year list, motherfucker. And next up, the PSP Go price dropped by June 15th. I was wrong, it dropped in October.
What did you say it by?
But it dropped.
It dropped, but not by the way.
Okay, what did you say it was going to drop in?
The drop in price?
Yeah, yeah.
It was going to be. It was going to drop in price around E3 time. It did not.
But it did drop though
in October. Half point, so it was half point.
That's okay.
It was obviously going to drop. I mean, it was $250.
Oh, yeah. True. I'm surprised it's not free yet.
Number three, I predicted that there were going to be more better reviewed games, higher reviewed games in 2010 than in 2009, and that was going to show using Metacritic reviews.
So how are you going to do this?
And I was wrong.
What?
In 2009, there were 14 games, and this is not counting multiple like Assassin's Creed 2 got above 90 on multi-platform games. I didn't count that. Okay. I went basically by title.
Okay.
In 2009, there were 14 games that went above 90%.
Okay.
And then there were 13 games in 2010. So actually, 2009 was a better reviewed year. Games were reviewed better.
Well, did you take in the percent 80s? No?
Nope, just 90s. 90% and up.
Why do I remember you saying like 9 on that show?
I actually said 6. I don't know why. I don't know why.
You said by 6?
No, he said that in 2009 there were 6 that totaled in the 90s.
Yeah, but I retallied them up, and I don't know where I got 6 from, but I looked and there were 14.
I was going to say, were there more games released in 2009 and 2010? That'd be impressive.
No, I mean they were neck and neck, boss, like 14 and 13, like it couldn't get any closer than that. Any closer they would have tied. So
totally missed my time travel joke. That's okay.
Yeah, I guess not.
My jokes are bad. I understand. Let's move
on. It's okay. I still love you, buddy. Papa Bear. It's all right.
Papa Bear. Go fuck yourself.
I was wrong that I predicted Fable 3 would launch with Natal. Seemingly, of course, with Natal support. Like, it obviously seemed it was going to, but it didn't. And then finally, I was also wrong.
This was the dinosaur-sized turd that he threw.
Yeah, yeah.
As we stated on the show.
Yeah, this is my year. Jeff Goldblum deuce right here. Microsoft was going to release a brand new console, and it was going to have Windows 7 functionality built in.
You said
as much of a great idea that is, probably not going to happen, and it did not. So
you said that last year?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
Do you listen to anything I say?
No, I do, but dude, it's a fucking year ago, man. I don't.
There's one more.
I remember
that you
the
didn't
shit
like,
when I listened back to our show last. Like when I listened back to the show, this shit I didn't even fucking remember myself saying. So,
right.
There's one that you didn't mention.
Oh, one I didn't mention.
Yeah.
Is it another
you also
wrong?
Said that the you also said that the Wii sales would be down this year.
They are.
I was
That's
right.
True. That's
they
true.
Are. That is true.
They are down.
Yeah.
Okay.
They are down about 3 million. Yeah.
Yep, he nailed
that
one.
From the previous year.
Well, I guess because everyone fucking has one already.
I know, that's right.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, Chris. I'll go next. I'll let Jeff have his glory.
Hell
last.
Yeah.
I said that Kinect wasn't going to come out, but Move was. At the time, it was Natal and Arc or whatever.
Oh, no, yeah, whatever.
So I was wrong about Kinect, but I was right about Move.
No, whoa.
What?
You were wrong about your prediction, though. That ain't no half point.
I didn't say that.
Okay, just say it. Just
I was wrong. I just said that I was wrong about Kinect, but Move did come out. Yes. Wii HD won't happen. That was true.
True.
North America PS3 outsells 360. That did not happen.
Ooh.
Nope.
PS3 in the Americas sold this year, in 2010, 5.5 million, and Xbox 360 was 8 million.
Wow.
I think Jeff disagreed with me on that or something like that. But worldwide, and you guys agree with me, worldwide PS3 outsells 360.
Yes, I'd agree with that.
And that did happen. Worldwide, PS3 sold 14.4 million, and Xbox 360 was 13.7
million. Wow.
So it was really close, though.
This is fucking
really
Genesis
close.
Super Nintendo all over again. I fucking
yeah, it
love
really
it.
Is. Yep. It really is. I said Game Room flops. Turns into Xbox Home. I don't know if that happened or not. To be honest,
I would agree with the game.
Pretty much flop because
yeah,
they
agree with the flop.
Yeah, because nobody really uses it, do they?
No.
Oh no, and they stopped. They're pretty much stopping well, support this year.
What did you mean that they? Well, they're not stopping support. There's still new games coming out. They're like, but What do you mean by turns into PlayStation Home?
I just mentioned that because it was like avatars. I envisioned avatars walking around a little
arcade. If you mean by it flops, but it's still there and active, I would agree with everything that statement was.
Oh, I thought you meant there were PS Nation videos on a game room. I was like, oh, sweet. I was going to check that out. What's so funny? Seriously, what's so funny? I was just confused.
That was not my intention.
I see what you're saying, Chris. I will give Chris a full point for that because I think Game Room would be the equivalent of that, is where it flopped, it didn't quite die, it's still there, whereas Home flopped, but it's still there. So it kind of turned into their version of Home. I'd give you that. I'd give you that. No problems.
I said no console price drops this year. Just a lot of bundling would happen.
No? Oh, okay.
And that's kind of what happened. There weren't really any price drops. You know, the 2009 was the year that 360 dropped it to 200, right?
Was it 2009?
I think it was. I could be wrong.
No, yeah, the arcade bundle. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, the arcade bundle dropped it to $200.
Yep.
Yeah. And that arcade bundle is still $200. It's just a different bundle. It's
like different thing.
So the lowest price console is still, you know, the lowest price.
But you're not counting
still
clearance, like, because like the old Xbox 360 arcades went for
I'm not counting that.
70 or something like that.
Manufacturer suggested retail price of the Xbox 360 is still the same price as it was in 2009. With the PS3, same with the Wii. So,
true that. Didn't PlayStation didn't drop their price at all?
No, it's still 300, and it was 300 last year. So
at their basic model. Oh wow! Yeah. I didn't know. I thought you got that. Well, yeah. Okay. Weird. Nice.
Let's see. StarCraft II does not come out this year. So much for that.
But
Diablo 3 does not come out this year. That was right.
Yeah.
But that wasn't too far of a stretch.
No, that's not too far of a stretch either, considering it was fucking announced 2 days before we did our fucking prediction show. No, didn't really, but yeah.
And then since we were talking about it on that show, I said the iPad would sell like crazy because Apple fanboys would flock to it.
And it did. That shit is awesome.
Yeah, that was me that said it would sell like crap.
I gotta have it.
What?
Anyone wants to buy
it
for me?
Giant iPod Touch. Just go buy an iPod Touch.
It's fucking awesome.
It's fucking ridiculous.
Whatever.
Go spend your $500 on something
that
works.
You want a tablet? I'm not talking price.
I want a tablet that's half the price.
Dog, I am not talking price at all, killer. I'm not talking price at all.
Talking functionality.
You're saying you want an Android tablet. I want an Apple tablet.
Wait until next month because they're gonna announce another one and they're gonna make the first one obsolete.
Okay.
Congratulations. Welcome to Apple.
That's fine. Welcome to technology.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's true.
I got a brand new TV and it's already obsolete. So I mean.
Yeah. Well, that's true. Anyway, I'm done. Jeff can go.
Fuck, I don't even... Well, I hope one of you guys have my predictions after what I stop, because...
I have some. I have a lot of them. So.
I got... my first one was Super Street Fighter IV would not sell as much as Street Fighter IV.
And I agreed with you on that.
And did you agreed with me on that one? And the final verdict is you looked up the numbers?
Yes. Did you write them down?
It was a big difference.
It was about twice. It was like Super Street Fighter was about half...
Of what Street Fighter 4 did. Yeah. Ding, ding, ding.
So that was correct.
PSN service, charge service coming to PlayStation 3.
That was true.
But with an asterisk, with cross-game chat.
Which was not true.
Did not happen.
Still can't cross-game chat.
Did not happen. I'm getting half a point for that one.
No, we ain't giving you no half point.
I get a half point for that shit.
We ain't giving you no half point.
A charge PSN service came out.
You diss Chris's half point. Fuck that. We're going to diss yours.
Yeah, but mine is realistic. Reach will relaunch Halo franchise. More people will get into it. This one is hard.
Yeah.
Because I'll put it this way. Reach was considered by more people's game of the year than ODST and Halo 3 were when they came out.
What about sales, though? Did it reinvigorate sales?
My thing wasn't sales, though. My sales would just realize it would be franchised. More people would get into it.
The thing is, there's no cold hard facts to back up
that's
that
the problem
prediction.
With this one. The only thing I think of was Oates played Halo. Kill 9, who didn't like Halo, was playing Halo. So it's all, well, it's anecdotal to a point.
Yeah.
I think this one is more of like a wash because there's not really a way you can gauge that.
Yeah, because
here's the way that I think that you can look at it. All right. Mm-hmm. You said it would revitalize. All right. This is my personal opinion. If you're going to revitalize something, it has to do better than it's like, it has to do.
But you had to listen to what I said last show.
Let me fucking finish.
All right. Go ahead.
I'm behind you on this one. Let me finish.
All right.
Halo 3, 11.3 million.
Okay.
Worldwide. All right.
That's all. Okay.
ODST dropped way down to 5.8 million.
Holy crap.
Halo Reach is up back up to 7.6 million.
Okay, so
I would say that is a pretty good indication of a revitalization of
It didn't sell enough from the third proper, but it sold more than a fucking expansion.
Well, that's the thing is my thing wasn't based on sales.
ODST, that's the thing. It's like ODST Halo kind of dropped off. I mean, it didn't really drop off.
I don't think it dropped off whatsoever. People just didn't like the campaign. The multiplayer was still intact.
Halo 3.
Here's my thing, Jeff. This is where I sit.
Yeah.
Did Halo need revitalizing? It's always been one of the top tier, if not the top tier, multiplayer game ever.
Okay,
so
true.
Did it even need revitalizing?
But I felt it felt up because, one, my thing with revitalization wasn't that it would sell more than whatever. It would be in the talk of some of, like, one of the best games released. And Halo Reach was in pretty much every single game of the year discussion. With sites that were multi-platform, not single platform, which hasn't happened since like Halo 2.
Yeah, and I get that, but I remember this vividly because like you were just coming off of Halo ODST and you were quite disappointed in that. And
yeah,
that's where this prediction came from because it was a personal revitalization from you because ODST was the game that you were so down on. And that's where this prediction came from. If you would have predicted that Halo Reach is going to reaffirm that it is the online game to beat, I would agree with you there. Because as much as I love Call of Duty, there is still no other, and we mentioned this last week, there's still no other online first-person shooter, hardcore first-person shooter, that you can get people who've never played it, who don't even like that genre, to go in there and have a good time. That is what I would totally agree
on. That's what happened.
But the thing is, you're still in your prediction. Your prediction's still not wrong. Like, because it's one of those things that you can't.
It's not wrong, but it's not right either. It's kind of like,
I'll give your bitch ass a half point because you got everything else right.
All right. Cool. Next one.
I thought he was right. I'm sorry. I was
no, no, no. I think it's. This thing is just. It's. I don't know. It's a hard. It's a hard thing to fucking gauge.
Right.
I guess.
I was just keeping it real.
I appreciate you guys. No, I know. No, we're not.
We're totally keeping score.
You might be. I'm
whatever.
Not, I don't give
whatever.
A shit.
I'm going to be the fucking Seahawks, and you guys are going to be the Saints. That's
God. Damn you. Oh. Oh.
Hey, Travis.
Oh.
Do you remember in the first half when I said I was about to hurt your feelings? Yeah, that's what I was going to do.
God damn.
I thought that was bullshit, by the way. I actually felt really...
Hey, you want me to send you that video of the Super Mario Star Power?
I've already seen it. I saw it on some other website. I will say this. I've never actually followed football until meeting Travis, and we were watching the game, the Saints game, and I'm kind of like following the team by association, but when I pick a team, I'm like dedicated to it. I'm like, fucking, these guys had to fucking win, and I was actually really fucking pissed that they fucking lost that game. Like,
yeah, so was I.
Pissed. So, well, obviously you are because you're like,
and props to you for being the only son of a bitch sympathetic that the Saints lost. Everybody else was being cunts.
Are you fucking for real?
Yeah.
Was being
I wasn't. I kept my mouth shut.
I was pretty fucking pissed off. I was like, fuck that. And Mark, you know, well, I don't think this is inside shit, but never mind. I'll talk to you later. But anywho, GT5 will come out, but won't be the be as critically acclaimed as the others.
Ding, 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 ding.
Nailed it. Yeah, came out. It is the lowest scoring GT game ever.
Is it?
Yep.
Yep.
I didn't know that.
Next to maybe the PSP game, but I don't got the PSP game. I'm talking
about that's not proper consoles.
Yeah, exactly. No PSP phone or PSP2 announced.
Leaked
is not announced, brother.
The way it was not show it.
It was last year.
No one's ever actually seen it.
Oh, I guess they January. Showed it at CES.
Yeah, it was January.
CES. All right.
Yeah, so it wasn't last year.
There you go.
I'll get to that one later. Heavy Rain, critically acclaimed, doesn't sell well.
There you go.
That was true.
Yeah.
Insomniac goes multi-platform.
Well, you said Insomniac releases a 360 game.
Did I say releases 360? Because that's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's why I didn't listen to past that point.
Yeah.
Are you sure I said releases?
But you're right. They did announce that they're going multi-platform.
Okay. So I guess we have half one for that one.
you just like giving yourself half points.
And before I hit the last one, any ones that I have not read besides the big one that, because like I said, I was trying to re-listen to this stuff and I got cut off.
Besides the big one that involves a bet?
Probably.
All right. Well, there's a lot that I have on here because you predicted a lot of shit.
Well,
so I can go down what I have for you.
Give it to me.
You said that both Kinect and Move would sell decently at launch and then they were dead. Okay. I don't think we're really in a position to say.
Yeah, we can't really judge that yet. Yeah, because they launched so late in the year. So
give them a half point because they sold decently.
They did sell decently. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Splinter Cell hits PS3.
Oh, did not happen.
Did not happen. Ninja Gaiden 3 announced, which it was, but you also said it was multiplat day one. I'm really not sure if that was true or not.
Wasn't Ninja Gaiden 3 actually announced?
They showed
the picture of Ryu's face up close. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was announced.
I
don't think they announced what they were doing with it.
Platforms were. I'll say this as a follow up. It's guaranteed to be multi-platform. But
give him a half point.
Half point. Because they didn't actually come out and say whether it was for whichever platform. So that's cool.
Yeah. Crackdown 2 would not be as critically acclaimed or sell as well as the first one. And that was true. That's for sure. Agency canceled.
It hasn't been canceled, but
But we haven't heard anything about it.
Yeah, that's true.
APB doesn't show up and nothing about it in 2010. It showed up, but I don't think anybody talked about it.
It showed up and was dead in the water, basically.
Right. Shadow Complex 2 announced.
I'm so disappointed in that.
Resistance 3 is good.
Well, we'll find out this year.
I guess we'll find out this year. Strider Rearmed hits Xbox Live and PSN.
That was that wishful thinking right there.
That was wishful thinking.
Final Fantasy 14 announced for 360. I'm sorry, Travis. Did you want to say something?
Well, I still think we might see that. But
I want to see that. I think it would be awesome.
Final Fantasy 14 did not happen.
On Life will fail. That's still up in the air because it came out pretty late. Apparently they did well enough to get rid of their monthly subscription.
Yeah. And they're pushing their product, man. Like they're gonna have On Live built into Vizio TVs now. Like they're pushing. Yeah,
I wouldn't give it a success, but I wouldn't give it a fail either. Yeah. So I would give it
It's still hard to tell. I know that I know Travis listens to him, but I know Bees from
From Noob Couture.
Yeah, he's been messing with it, and he said he really liked it so far.
Really,
from what I've heard, on the podcast.
Cool.
Let's see here. I'm going to skip that one because it has to do with your prediction. Alan Wake, good reviews, sells bad.
ding ding.
I agreed, and we were correct because it's a first party game that only sold 900,000 copies.
That's not good.
No. Killer Instinct announced.
Nope, did not happen.
And Other M will suck.
Ding, 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 ding. I will gladly give him that point.
The funny part about that is I actually thought it didn't suck, but a lot of people thought it was pretty bad.
I thought it didn't suck. I thought it was
Honestly, to be honest, I didn't think it sucked. So I'm going to give myself an X on that one. I actually enjoyed it.
Come on, give him a half point.
All right, give me a half
fuck
point.
Fuck your half point,
and
all right, so was Jeff, your last one.
My number one, my prediction was, thanks to Jackal666, I predicted that Mass Effect 2 would be announced for PS3 at E3, but as the conversation went, I changed it to fuck E3, it's just going to be announced at some point in 2010.
Which it was.
What up?
What up, coming out?
Oh, yeah.
Is it next week or the week after? It's this month.
Well, sometime. It'll be tomorrow. When people listen to this, it'll be tomorrow.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Yeah.
Cool. You also said Game of the Year was locked up.
What is it?
And you said the only thing that could get that you saw getting Game of the Year was Mass Effect 2.
Oh, wow.
So you get a, you kind of get an X on that because Red Dead Redemption was all over the place.
True. But were we talking about us or overall?
No, you were talking about over, like...
Yeah, Red Dead was all over the place. I saw it kind of split, to be honest with you. Like, I saw a lot of Mass Effect
being number
one. I don't
know, game trailers, Mass Effect 2, Giant Bomb, Mass Effect 2.
Joystick, Mass Effect 2.
Mass Effect 2. So I'm
us,
thinking,
Mass
I'm
Effect
thinking,
2.
I'm thinking overall, Mass Effect 2 was game of the year.
Red Dead Redemption got a lot of love, though. Like, Game Informer
gave
it.
It did get a lot of love.
It got a lot of love, but I don't know how many people actually gave it their game of the year, though.
VGAs I know GameSpot did, and the VGAs did. I'm not sure
it was pretty split. It was pretty split. Fucking give him a half point. Shit!
Fuck you and your half points.
God damn it.
The bad part is, when we do this next week, I have nothing. I have no fucking in my crystal ball at all.
I know. I really don't have anything.
Last year's the only year.
Interesting.
Yeah. I have nothing.
All right. So we actually got, remember last year we got that voicemail from Necro that got all distorted, but I said that he mentioned that Gears is not going to hit until quarter one next year, or in 2011. It did not hit.
Technically, he's right.
Yeah. It did not hit, but it's not coming out until God knows when. So,
but technically, when he made his prediction, it was supposed to come out 2011, first quarter 2011.
Yeah.
It wasn't until recently. Yeah, it wasn't until recently where they pushed it to fall. So,
okay.
Technically, he was right. Technically.
All right, cool. He also, this is because we kind of mentioned, we kind of agreed with him with these things, but. We also said that he also said that nothing that something was going to be taken from like Borderlands and put into Gears. So that has yet to be determined. But
something would be taken from. Oh, I see what you're saying. Like someone. Yeah, kind of RPG
he said that like RPG
something
elements
like that
would be in Gears and stuff like that. So
yeah,
but cool. Yeah, that's it. That's all I got.
Cool.
So,
all right.
You guys have anything on your lists that you missed or anything?
Oh no, I missed it all. It's all right.
I don't think so.
You missed it all. Shit's all right, let's
hard,
move on
man.
Then.
Okay, so first up on the releases for this week is a game that's been talked about far too much in the last few weeks on your show, so I'm just going to say its name and move on, and that's Mass Effect 2. The only interesting thing I can add is it's coming out on PSN as well as a disc, so there you go.
Huh.
Also on PS3, Little Big Planet 2 is coming out, so yeah,
Big
more
Poot.
Game creation-y platforming stuff there. And
Little Big
we've got Mindjack, which is for both 360 and PS3, which is some sort of a third-person shooter that kind of has some of the Demon Souls-y sort of single-player online melding stuff sort of going on.
Pete Jack?
Though I'm going to go with it's probably not going to be that great. And finally, Plants vs. Zombies is hitting yet another platform, this time the DS.
Pete.
So if you've never
Pete
played it, well,
zombies?
There's another option. Although I'm going to go and probably suggest this may not be the best option.
Pete Sampras.
And that covers it.
All right.
That is the new release list. So pick of the week.
That's actually kind of news, too, is that they kind of stealthily put that on PSN with the last update.
Yeah, I didn't realize
that
was happening.
Download that. You can download that stuff right up on your shit, right up on your console.
Isn't like
download.
A 12 gig download or something?
Yeah, it's something insane.
Probably.
Yeah, it's a crazy download. It's insane, but you can download
it. You got the 320 hard drive.
I got the bandwidth cap.
Pick of the week.
Little Big Planet 2. I want something to play with the wife.
There you go. Nice.
I'm with that. That's what I'm going to say. Unless you only have a PS3, and then you should buy Mass Effect 2.
Absolutely.
I'm going Mass Effect 2.
That's the caveat.
Sure. I'm going Mass Effect 2. I respect...
If you have already played Mass Effect 2, you should get Little Big Planet. If you have not played Mass Effect 2, you should get Mass Effect 2.
Agreed. Agreed.
We're buying both. That's only money. Who cares?
Fuck you and your only money. If you have so much, give us some.
Hey, look, you only get one little trip around this thing we call the globe. Just blow your cash, man. What are you going to do with it after you're gone?
Give it to my son.
Give it to your son, yeah.
That's
right. I guess you could do that. That'd be pretty nice. Anyway.
Emails. Let's do
some emails. Let's do some emails.
We have a listener email. It comes from Sean Recupido. He says, has there been any DLC that you thought was better than a full game? I just finished Alan Wake DLC and the Signal, and I have to say that I found the combat much better. He actually steals my answer. I really enjoyed combat-wise. I thought they did stuff with the Signal that should have been in the full game.
Okay, I don't get that because
it would have mixed it up.
I guess I need to finish it because I'm only about 30 minutes into the Signal, and I find it exactly like the combat that was in Alan Wake.
No, they change it up.
All right, I need to beat that. I need to finish that shit.
Do it.
I need to.
Cool. I haven't actually played this, but I'll be damned if I didn't hear a giant bomb bitch about it.
Bioshock 2,
Minerva's Den.
Yeah, I've heard that too. Because
from what I've heard, Bioshock 2 is pretty disappointing, but Minerva's Den is apparently really good.
Huh. I personally have not played a DLC that's better, unless you include the Half-Life episodes. But
I don't think that really works.
No,
they were
no.
Those were separate games, boss.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
No. Unless Super Street Fighter 4 was a downloadable, but it's not. So no, I can't say I have.
All right. What else you got, Travis?
That's it for listener email.
Oh,
we have directly. Play us a voicemail.
Play some voicemails. Let's do it. Males with voice. I like that.
And now it's time for another edition of Random Questions from Machine 26. Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Yeah, I'm driving.
You're driving?
Damn, I can't call right now. Fuck, I'm going on. What's up, guys? It's Mel Machine.
Yo.
I'm calling, and I'm driving, and that's safe, so I probably shouldn't do that. But hey, I got a random request or question or something of that kind for you guys right now. So I wanted to know what you guys sound like imitating each other. Like, you know, it's just hilarious. I'm bored. I'm driving home and I have nothing else there to say. So, you know, and since this is a rare opportunity with all four of you there, hopefully if I could just end on time, I just wanted to know what you all sound like if you imitate each other. Like if Travis imitates Jason, and Jason imitates Chris, and Chris imitates Jeff, and Jeff imitates Travis. I don't know. I'm just randomly saying something. So, yeah, I gotta drive home. Stuff. There, guys. Peace.
Thanks, Snapchat.
That dude is random. He wants us to do impressions? I can't do impressions.
I can't do voice. I can't sound like anyone, but... And it's not four of us here. I could... Oh, fuck, man. This is tough.
The only person in our crew that I can impersonate probably is Jason. That's the only one that I could...
Really?
...remotely get close to. Because other than that, everybody else has got a kind of natural voice. So...
Well, in terms... So you're talking about in terms of, like, actual how they sound.
Yeah. Well, impersonations, yeah.
Okay. Because I can imitate you guys the way you speak and the way you say stuff, but not in terms of
that's
way
about
you sound.
All I could do too.
Yeah,
killer.
That's right.
So I was playing Assassin's Creed, and it's good.
Hey,
good stuff.
Hey, real talk, killer. Real talk.
That's my jam. Don't get it twisted.
Oh God.
All right. We're just gonna move past that.
I don't want to move. I just wish we were more prepped for it.
Yeah,
and
it's
you know
really
what?
Hard to do.
Let's go back to this, and we'll actually give each other a person to impersonate, and we'll do that on like the next show or like the show afterwards.
Well, the next time that we're all four on together.
Exactly. The next time we're all four on together, I think that'd be pretty fucking funny. Yeah.
That's going to be bad. It's going to be horrible. All right.
I think it'll be fucking hilarious.
Another voicemail.
Hey, this is Mike BSN08.
What's up, Mike?
Hey.
For a general question. Well, first off, last week you gave the awards out for the best game of the year. Somehow, I thought Battlefield would be in there somewhere along the line, and I didn't see it in any category.
Right.
So, I don't know.
Battlefield got a nod.
But anyway, another thing that got me ticked off was, Travis, you don't like Joe Danger? Oh my God, what is wrong with you?
I
really thought that Jason's little FU button
throughout
the show was too easy on you.
Oh,
but
God.
I'm going to give you a little gift from me for how you felt about this game and how you said that you don't see what's so great about Joe Danger. So this is a little gift from me to you. Fuck you! Fuck you! And fuck you! That's my fucking buddy. Now, I'm just kidding.
That's from a movie.
I never tried Trials, but I thought I swear I saw Trials.
It's not like Trials at all.
On Steam. I don't know if that's any better than the original one, or if anybody has tried that one. If so, let me know.
Trials
I just
want to
know how good this Trials is before I even purchase it, because if it's the same thing on Xbox on Steam, or is it different, or what? It looks good, but I just need some details on before I get into it, if it's the same Trials. And I swear I saw something say Trials 2. Hmm. And the other question is, wait a minute. Geez, well, if any of you didn't go about the brewski, what the hell are you guys drinking tonight? Personally, I'm just drinking water due to my illness. I'm not allowed to get drunk on medication. Oh, well.
Yeah, it sounds like you're drinking
water. I'll get drunk next time. Oh, this is Mike PSN08 signing out.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, dude.
We kind of already went over what we're drinking. I'm still drinking
true.
Water.
True. I drank a Stella. I drank a bottle of wine. Now I'm another Stella. King can, by the way. Big cans. But
big gold,
Trials.
Yeah.
Trials is the same.
Trials HD is the same. Is the 360 version. The HD version of Trials from Steam. Yes.
Okay. I wouldn't compare Trials to Joe Danger at all.
No, absolutely. Why? You can't?
No, because Trials
is a side-scrolling platforming motorcycle game that's physics-based. Yes,
but
they're both.
But Trials is based on physics, yes, but it's still based on time. Where Joe Danger is points. It's like you're collecting shit while you're doing your runs, and it's not just time. It's like stunts, collectibles you get as you're doing the going through the run. Whereas Trials is is pure time trial.
And I'll give you that. I'll give you that. I'll give you that, but they're similar in gameplay. They're nothing like each other.
I wouldn't say they're nothing. I wouldn't say they're similar. I would say Joe Danger is more of a floater. No, I didn't. I said the opposite. I'm saying they're not the same. I'm saying Joe Danger is more of an arcadey. It sure has physics in it, but the physics are nowhere close to what they are in Trials.
No, not even
close. Trials is like more like realistic,
super hardcore.
Super hardcore, like whatever. Like I would say like. Joe Danger is more of like a Little Big Planet kind of physics with point systems based on stunts and by stuff you collect while doing your run.
Right.
So all that comes in consideration. Whereas Trials is basically like hardcore physics based with how fast you beat the track. So I wouldn't say they're even close. Like if you can totally love one and hate the other. I don't think they're like interchangeable.
Mm-hmm. Good, they're not, because I love Trials, and this Joe Danger didn't click.
Yeah, so we agree. That's because he's saying, like, well, people said like Trials, compare it, like, whatever, but hey, if you're seeing on Trials on Steam, apparently it's the same thing that you're getting on Xbox Live, so.
I can't imagine playing that on a keyboard and mouse. You gotta have
that
a controller.
That would be hard.
Yeah, you have to have something for
that.
Gotta
would be
have
fucking
a controller.
Tough. Yeah. That would be definitely tough.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I got one more. Let's do it.
It's time for another edition of
Random
Questions from Aces Hoffman.
Hey guys, the question this week is there any other kind of milk that you like dipping cookies in? You know, like chocolate or strawberry?
No, I've never tried other types of milk. I just dipped in white milk.
I've never dipped a cookie in milk ever.
Really?
No, I really have never done that.
Dude, I don't even like milk, and I have.
Really?
It's good.
So is that something, is it like just dip a cookie in milk? And do you let it sit there for a second, like make it kind of a little bit soft or something? Or?
Yeah, absolutely.
You never love Santa cookies and milk?
I have, but I've never eaten them. I'm not Santa. Come on.
Okay, this is totally off topic, but my wife went and found some pajamas on clearance that were Christmas pajamas, and on the back it says, "I ate Santa's milk and cookies."
That's kind of funny.
It's pretty sexy. I like that. That's nice.
But yeah, I like chocolate milk a lot. So
I was going to say, on a side note, I fucking love chocolate milk. That's probably one of my favorite beverages ever. I love chocolate milk. It's so good.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
But now I'm gonna try that. So you guys are in like Chips Ahoy kind of cookies, like you dip in that, or like Oreo.
Yeah, Chips Ahoy, Oreos. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. Oreos are really good with milk.
Yeah, it's that milky taste this absorbs into the cookie.
So you hold it in there for a little bit and like jiggle it around. Really, I gotta try
this. Sog it up a little bit, man.
I have to try this.
Get your sog on.
Get your sog.
God, what the hell, dude?
Love it.
I'm going to have to try this, apparently.
You know what I used to dip
apparently
all the time?
Missing out.
I used to dip fucking biscuits in coffee.
I can understand biscuits.
Yeah, I haven't done that.
It's good shit.
Biscuits are rare here, though. Biscuits are like only certain places have biscuits here. I love them. Every time I go down south, dude, when we drove down to Atlanta.
Gotta get those biscuits,
I'm like, T, we're stopping off at a Bojangles. She's like, why? I'm like, just, we have to. It's
get
so fucking
biscuits
awesome.
And gravy, son. Get
hell
to get white
fucking
gravy.
Yeah.
Open up, open so face good. Biscuits with gravy all over them and just lick it off your fingers. It's fucking good. It's good
Travis
stuff.
Is in
no,
some
it
sort
is.
Of mood today, man.
Dude.
He's got fucking all kinds of noises coming out from over there.
Nice. All right, well, is that it for.
That's it for voicemails. Do you have any more emails?
Oh, I do have some because I know we got some Indus questions, but I'm gonna drop something else.
Let's drop the music. Drop the noise. Drop the funk.
I'm gonna try something else.
Maybe it's hot.
Maybe a little. Possible new segment. If you guys like it, we'll keep on doing it. If you guys don't, I'll stop.
Oh,
I'll never do it again.
This is going.
So check this out. Okay, I'm gonna give props up to my brother and me. They do this thing. If they don't always get a lot of emails, they'll. Get submissions from listeners that'll send over some Yahoo answers because there are some glorious level-headed people on Yahoo Answers and they give sometimes some really really cohesive questions that
that deserve answering
that deserve that, good answers. So I'm going to find some video game related questions from Yahoo Answers. Yeah. Here's one.
All right.
What will come after the Nintendo Wii now that the PS3 and Xbox have made them obsolete with Kinect and Move?
I'm thinking iPhone motion controls, personally.
No, actually, my question is, it took the Kinect and Move to make the Wii obsolete? The Wii was already obsolete. Like, it's a ridiculous question. Why would they even fucking, like...
Well, I was trying to be an honest guy. Like, it seems like a good question. What's going to make it? I'm just saying.
I could have answered this when the Wii came out. I mean, they need to pop some HD graphics in this bitch or something.
I mean, I'm saying, you know what? iPhone. iPhone motion controls.
I love it. I love it, Jeff. I like where your head's at.
It totally makes sense.
I like where your head's at. Well, let's see if you can make something, you can give an honest answer out of this one, okay?
Okay.
Where can I pre-order Battletoads?
What?
That's funny. That's like a meme. That's like that actually happened like nationwide.
Yeah.
You can pre-order it pretty much. Yeah, you didn't hear about this?
No.
I don't know where it started, but I was actually at the GameStop I usually go to close to my work, where actually two dudes came in and walked to the counter and said, "Can I pre-order Battletoads?" And then the guy, obviously the manager's there. He's heard about this, and he's like, "Oh, he's like, yeah, well, what system?" And they were like, PS3. And he's like, "All right, cool. That'll be $59.99. So you can put down $5, $10. Like totally serious." And the guy's like,
"Get the fuck out of here."
The guy's like, "Okay, just wanted to know if you were getting it." He's like, "Yeah, yeah, we're totally getting it. It comes out in a couple months." He's like, "Okay." Because that was like a thing. I don't know where it started, but they started the whole the joke was to call up a GameStop or EB and ask for Battletoads. And somehow it spread like across the nation. And they started asking that to everyone. So people catch on. They're like, "You know what? I'm going to fuck with these guys. They're going to fuck with me. Fuck them."
Nice.
I think that's hilarious.
Cool. Yeah.
So your local EB Games. That's where you're going to pre-order at. And make sure to pre-order it for the Genesis, though, because it's the better version.
That's right.
I have one more.
Yeah, let's do one more.
This one may be pushing the bounds of what's decent. And it may cause an all-time low in the show, but I'm going to read it anyway because I think it's pretty funny. How do you come in the furry animal Flash game?
Oh, well, fuck. That's easy.
let me
you
add.
You have to pound enter for about 10 minutes.
Let me add the extra details to the question.
Or backspace, that works.
For those who haven't played the furry Yif game Furry Animal, does anyone know if and how to make them come? Also, where can I find similar content like this? Additional details. If you're going to answer, make sure you answer. Otherwise, find something better to do.
Well, we're answering. I'm saying, like, you mash on enter for about 10 minutes, okay? And then you gotta, like, you hit spacebar a couple times, just pretend like you're there. And then when you're done, just do what you have to do, and then just kind of assume they've come.
Oh, I thought you would just hold shift and hit insert.
That would work, too. That'd work. But then, after that point, then what? You explode?
Well, then the furry animal comes, I guess. I mean, it's...
Well, what you do is you alternate left and right arrow.
Oh, yeah.
And, eventually it happens.
Real quick, can someone enlighten me to what this furry animal game is?
I have no idea.
I have no clue.
At this point, I'm thinking people just write this shit in to be like, "I want to be something ridiculous."
Are we talking like furries? Like people who...
Maybe.
Like the actual furries that like to dress like animals and screw around?
Yes.
Possibly.
I'm going to have to Bing this shit, dude. Like, that is like...
Bing this shit.
I'm serious. Furry animal. That's just some wicked shit. Go ahead and do Indus questions, buddy.
I'm going to do some Indus questions. We've been neglecting this for a while, and then we have quite a few. So, this one's from Fluffy Nuts. Fluffy
Sup.
Nuts. Furry testicles. What do you guys put on your Subway? So, you go to Subway. You're ordering a sub. What are your toppings of choice?
Well, it depends on what sandwich I want. Usually,
okay. But, well, go with your favorite sandwich.
Typically, it's a club.
Okay,
lettuce, tomato,
okay.
Pickles,
high
olives,
five.
And oregano.
Ooh, totally different than my club. I usually go club. Okay. I go lettuce, tomato, onions, hot peppers with Dijon mustard.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you guys got to get on that banana pepper kick, man. You got to get those banana peppers.
Well, when I say hot peppers, I mean banana peppers.
Okay.
Yeah.
The only hot peppers I like are jalapenos. So
you can get those jalapenos. Cool. Yeah, they do. They do here. They don't have jalapenos in Subway there?
You know, I don't know. I haven't been in a while. So
you might want to check that out.
Ah, I will do that.
Makes the furries come, just saying.
Oh, my God. Okay, furry animal flash games. This is a great sex game for all furry animal porn fans. Just move your mouse, in all caps, your mouse.
You're really going back to this.
And click buttons on the right side of the game screen and watch the action. Enjoy. Dude, there's a group of people that just watch this shit?
Apparently. Well, and kind of related, this is from Nabishin 186. Nabishin, what up? If you guys were single and could date a woman of another race, which would it be?
Of another race, like from another country?
A race, dude. Race. Not another country.
That's race, yes.
No, it's not.
Japanese is a different race than American or white.
Yes, but
a different
country.
Ethnicity.
Country doesn't really... No. Race and country are not the same thing.
Well, I'm just going to answer the question, man. I'm going to keep it video game style because I think that's where he's going. I'm going to stay on that furry tip and say Viera from Final Fantasy XII. The bunny rabbit chicks? Like
I
Fran?
Hear what you're saying. Yeah,
I'm all about okay. Fran, dude. She was
well,
sexy.
He does hashtag Asians all the way. So I'm thinking he's talking like realistic.
So there you
oh,
go.
Realistically?
That's not race, dude. Canadian isn't a race.
No, it's not. Caucasian is.
Caucasian is.
Yes, but you said from another country.
Well, whatever. Asian. That's what I'm calling. That's what I was going to get.
That, okay.
I would go for someone that was Japanese or
yes.
Chinese.
That, but for the record, that is a race, not. Yeah. Okay. I can't say
there's
American.
Some,
if we're going
pretty
video game style, what's the shit? What's Liara's race in Mass Effect?
What the fuck is Liara?
Fuck, I hate myself now.
Yeah, seriously.
We just got called out for talking about Mass Effect way too much. And now I can't think of the race of the...
But that's the direction I would go if we were going video game alien race style.
Dude, I honestly could not pick a certain race like in real life because... I've been attracted, I've been attracted like it's someone every fucking race, it doesn't matter. But
right,
if I were
right,
to go like
yeah,
if I was gonna go fantasy speaking, I'd be like some sexy freaking elf or something like that. Like what's her face from like Lord of the Rings. Even though I don't think she's that attractive, but that
I was gonna say, I was just about to say, are you talking about
yes.
God damn, what was her name?
Liv
Dude, Liv Tyler's hot
Liv
sauce,
Tyler,
man.
Yeah.
No, she's hot, but she's not like she wouldn't be my top 10, but she's still
yeah.
fucking
I just don't find her attractive. There's something about her.
Yeah, I agree. I think she's universally good looking, but I don't think she's like hot.
I think she's an attractive person, but I am not attracted to her.
I hear you. Moving on. The Jake G92, which I'm pretty sure is the
JG92.
He says, "What are your companies called on Gabe Dev Story?"
Ooh, I have two.
Yeah.
Okay.
The first one was Hugas Games because I was not original at all.
Okay.
Second one is Playing Designs.
Okay, I see where you're going there.
Mm.
Yeah, like working designs, but yeah, I hear you, Travis.
I had a Fapcom.
Fapcom. Okay, nice. Nice.
And then my second one, my big game was Game Lords.
Game Lords.
Those are my two big games.
Game Lords. I only had one, and mine was Yo-Yo Mama.
Yo-Yo Mama. So you didn't
stick with the default Sony Studios? No, I did not.
Okay.
I did not.
Good for you.
Follow-up question was actually, what do you make of the unlicensed names, a la play status and stuff like that? But I'm pretty sure we'd all agree, you're like, they kind of have to do what they got to run with. They can't
yeah.
really.
I thought it was creative, personally.
Definitely creative, yeah. It was funny. You knew what consoles they were talking about when they released that stuff in that game.
In most cases, that is true.
Yeah, exactly.
There were a couple that you were like, what? Like a giant toilet bowl. What?
Necro says, favorite album, like music album and movie of the year. He says his is Kanye West, Beautiful Twisted Dark Fantasy, and his favorite movie is Inception. This one's tough.
I can't really answer this because I don't really buy music that often. And honestly, the last movie I saw in the theater was freaking Despicable Me.
Yeah, such a good movie.
Yeah,
it was
really
a good movie. It was a really good movie.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go Mercy Rocco DeLuca as my album. Really good album. I really like it. Movie, I'm going to go Inception. I'm going to copy his shit, man. Inception was the hottest movie for me this year.
I was going to say I might agree on Inception. I thought Inception was fucking great. It would be that, or I really fucking love Despicable Me. I thought it was freaking fantastic. Favorite album of the year? Again, I'm going to take a little bit of bite off and say Kanye was really, really good. But to be honest, the new My Chemical Romance album is fucking awesome. And I despise their shit. Their last couple albums were trash, but their new one is actually really, really good. Like, really good. I can't stop listening to it. So, yeah. Moving on. Robbie. Finally. He's like, I finally got a question in for Indus Questions. He says, this is weird because it's like split up in like three different posts, but he's basically saying, PSN unattended downloading. Should it be free, or is it cool to keep as in the PS Plus package? So I don't know if you guys don't know what this is.
So automatic updates, right?
Pretty much. You basically set a time where your PS3 can wake up and download all the updates for the games and stuff like
that. Check for shit to download and then...
Download it. Exactly. And right now it's PS Plus and they're saying, should this be free?
Yeah, okay. Two things here. One, I would never use that. So I don't care. But two, I don't see why that would be a carrot to dangle in front of someone else's face saying, hey, yeah, you want to spend money on this.
I agree. So, yeah.
I have PS Plus and I've never used it. I've never used that feature. And I really don't care about it. So
well, I definitely like the feature because I'm not on my PSN too often, especially with like the bunch of games I have. And every time I load it up, I'm like, oh, it's update fucking hell. I'd love it to be like set it for like 3 o'clock in the afternoon when I'm at work and download everything. But it's not a carrot to dangle in front of me to be like, hey, sign up for PSN Plus. Yeah. Wouldn't do that. I can handle what it is. I think it's a pretty cool feature, though.
Can we go and say it? Is it safe to say that the PS3 is not going to get cross-game chat?
Oh, it's never going to.
It's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen. It's too late now. It's done.
Even without it being too late, I don't think the architecture is there for it to actually be possible
and feasible at
the same time.
And we talked about that 3 years ago.
Yeah.
When we talked about the whole RAM issue with the OS, how much megs it takes to run and stuff like that. But I don't think it's happening. It's don't even think about it. Don't dream about it. Don't ask for it. Not happening. By the way, Nico, Indus Rhodey, says, what up? He didn't actually say what up. I added it in.
What?
But what franchise, any, would you like to see get the Lego treatment?
Ooh.
Oh, nice. Oh, man.
Oh.
This is a tough one.
I got one.
Go.
Terminator.
Really?
Yeah, I'd love to see the Terminator get the fucking Lego.
Because it works with the format, because there's plenty of movies to go with the
games.
There's
like three main movies, or like four, and I think they could totally like spoof that shit really, really well. I think that'd be good.
Oh, I got one. We've been talking about it this time, this show too, a little bit. Lord of the Rings. I think they could probably.
Hell yeah, for sure.
Have like these giant Lego cave trolls coming out. Yeah, shit like that. Should be awesome.
That would be perfect. That would be really, really good. I'm gonna go Robotech.
Okay, that's cool.
I would like a little space Lego combat. That'd be fun.
I feel that.
Yeah,
dude, how cool would Lego Transformers be?
That would be cool.
That would be fucking awesome.
That would be really cool. That motherfucker would sell.
What would you base that on, though? Definitely not the new movies. It'd have to be the older stuff. Well, I'm talking like trilogy wise.
Using cartoon lore.
Would you do pre movie and then like Optimus Prime dies like one movie, then post Optimus Prime death? That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
And like the Aerobots.
You can even go further than that, though, because what's great about the Lego games is like they really tout like tons of characters you can choose from. So you can get your original series Transformers, and you can get like even go as far as doing like the Beast Wars stuff and different types of
then the new gen stuff.
Yeah, you can do a lot with that. That's really good.
Cool. I think Transformers would work really well.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah.
All right, another one from Necro. He says, hey, Indus, what is your guys' 2010-2009 game of the year? So basically, a.k.a. 2009 game you most played in 2010. He said, mine is Dragon Age Origins.
Wasn't ours Mass Effect?
Sorry?
Wasn't ours Mass Effect?
No.
The best game you played in 2010 that came out in 2009.
Oh.
I think mine is Assassin's Creed 2.
Oh. I have to agree with Chris. I think that's the same as mine, actually. That, or I'm trying to remember when I played... No, I played Dragon Age before we did our Game of the Year, so I think I have to go with Assassin's Creed 2 as well. Which, hey, Travis, maybe Brotherhood is going to be next year. Or this year.
There you go. Well, I'll take it. I'll take what I can get, man. I honestly don't know.
Fuck you and fuck you. Who's next?
to be honest with you, I don't know. Like
I can't remember.
The games that I really want to play, I get them. Like so, I
see. Okay, understandable. Totally understand. Like you know what?
I'm
you
sure
know
there's
what?
Something.
You know what? I'm gonna say that, or I'm gonna say Ratchet and Clank, Crack in Time, because that game is fucking cool and fun as shit. And I did not play that till Nabushin was like, "Hey, you're playing this fucking game, play it." it's gonna be that or Assassin's Creed 2, and either one of those, fucking great. We have one last submission from Roshev, Rosshev.
Roshevener. He's a local guy here in Georgia.
Cool. He says, I didn't ask a question. He said, what magazines do you guys subscribe to?
I do not.
Is there any ones you buy regular basis?
You don't even get Game Informer?
Not anymore.
How do you not let it expire? Okay.
Because I don't buy games from EB that much. So sometimes it's hard to justify.
Actually, you know what? This pisses me off because you guys get such a good deal on a Game Informer subscription at EB there. It doesn't transfer to Canada. I think I
always get it.
It's like $10 or something.
Yeah, it's
something
awesome.
$15. Yeah, dude, $15 a year, I would totally pick that up.
And then
up.
You get like extra percent off the trade-ins. It's fucking awesome.
Yeah. Like mine is EGM. Like EGM went under, and they came back better than ever, and I got a good deal on it. It's about $15-$20 for the year subscription. What sucks is, because I'm in Canada, I get it probably about a week after it comes out on newsstands. But not that big of a deal. But that, and I used to subscribe to Maxim and Men's Fitness.
And Hustler, of course.
Or Men's Health. And Hustler, of course, yeah.
Hustler,
for sure. Good stuff. Only for the articles.
Right, of course. I have in the past had subscriptions to both Game Informer and Nintendo Power.
Right.
Because I got Nintendo Power for a dollar.
Oh, yeah. Shit. I would do that for a dollar.
Yeah.
Right. I'd buy a subscription for anything for a fucking dollar. Like fucking gardening weekly.
I'll buy a
fuck,
game
it's
called
a dollar.
Try Not to Fart for a dollar.
Well, I didn't buy it. It's out of the trial. That's all you need.
Podcast weekly. So
podcast weekly.
That's a given. That's a given.
Yeah.
We get those free through the VGEvo podcast network. Thanks, Terry. True. We appreciate that. We know you get that out of pocket for you.
But that is
we appreciate that, Terry.
That is the end of questions for a while. Sorry, guys, for waiting a while to get to that. But we're kind of busy to do that. But keep sending them in, guys. We fucking love the shit. It's quick and to the point, and boom, we love it. Let's do question of the week. Let's do it.
All right. Our final obligatory question of the week for the year.
Yes. Then we can move on to normal stuff.
That's right. What are your predictions for 2011? You can answer the question of the week by sending us an email. That address is email@interactivedistractions.com. Drop us a voicemail. That number is 706-760-4337. Follow us on Twitter. We are Indus Chris, Indus Travis, Indus Jason, and Indus Geoff.
G-E-O to the double F.
G-E-O. Don't forget about Indus Questions.
The Masters of Canada.
And don't forget about Indus Pro and Indus Roadie as well.
Of course.
Make sure to check out JustinTV/Indus on Tuesday nights at 9 o'clock while we do our Indus stream.
Every Tuesday.
What was it? Indus stream? And is it work in progress?
It's a work in progress. We don't know what we're going to call
working
it
Working title. That's what it is. Working title.
I'm kind of inclined to Indus TV, though. Whatever. I know it's cliche, but Indus TV sounds good.
I agree. Indus TV does sound good, but I think it's something that's overused.
True.
But we'll see how that works out.
Indus Theater.
There you go.
Like it.
Check us out on iTunes. And I do that later. Never mind.
Whatever, just say it now. Who cares? You're already there.
So check us out. If you're on iTunes or Zoom Marketplace, please leave us a review. We would appreciate it.
Yeah.
You guys have anything to say before we wrap up and get out of here?
Sure. Of course I do. I'd like to say thank you for Jack Bauer, Robbie1051, JG92, Animated Fan, and Poopin' Flames for all saying that these other motherfuckers should have played Assassin's Creed Brotherhood.
You're
going to
open
that
can of worms at the very end of the show.
I asked for it. They said it. I'm telling them thank you.
All I'm going to say is this. I didn't play it. Chris didn't play it. Jason didn't like it. That is a fight for you, between you and Jason, to convince him to drop Darksiders, who we all freaking loved and played. And I'm sorry, I believe Assassin's Creed Brotherhood is a good game. Everything I've read is fucking awesome. Fact of the matter is, didn't play it. And I'm not going to drop Darksiders, which is a game I fucking loved, for a game I didn't play. So, There it is.
So anyway, thanks, guys, for backing me up. I do appreciate that. So good looking out, fellas. I appreciate it. Thanks.
Chris, come on. You guys say anything?
Oh, no. I'm 100% with you. I play the multiplayer. That was not any addition.
That was not fun. I did not like that.
It wasn't really? Any addition to what I know Assassin's Creed is. And, you know, yeah. I mean, well, it's Assassin's Creed 2 with a new story, right?
There you go. Exactly.
Well, No.
I know it's probably more than that, but realistically,
it's got the extra assassin.
Realistically, like real talk to the listeners and everything. The reason why I didn't make it is because two of us did not even play the game at all. I guess Chris apparently played some of the multiplayer, and Jason didn't seem to like it that much. So it'd be really hard to. We're not going to vote for a game we never played. Everything we always said is. It's like, we're damned if we do, we're damned if we don't. If we play, it's a game for like 10 minutes, and we say, this is a game of the year. You only played it for 10 years. How is that game of your year? We don't play something at all. We say, we can't really put it on the list. We kind of get shit for it. But the good thing is, next year, this could be our 2011-2010 game of the year. Who knows? if we decide to play it. But I agree. Everything I heard about it is fucking great. But I didn't play it. Chris didn't play it.
That's right. All right.
I'm sorry.
Hope you guys enjoyed the show. If you did, please tell a few friends about us. And check us out on Cast Medium as well.
Yeah.
So until next time, my name is Chris.
I'm Travis.
I'm Jeff.
Play your games. We'll talk to you next week.
Darksiders for the win.